with a three-step lead over there at first, being held on by Zaire. The first pitch is popped up by Pettingill and out of play on the first base side. Over with a look was there, but it's way out of play. And that is strike one to Pettingill. No balls and one strike now. Now Kern with a new baseball. The 0-1. Misses low and in. One ball and one strike with nobody out and runners at the corners. And you expect DJ Parker to be in motion here. Now the 1-1, huge jump over there at first, and the lefty Kern hadn't even fully come set, and taking second base with basically zero argument, just unequivocally a steal of second base as DJ Parker, the throw to first on the pickoff attempt. DJ Parker was already about three-quarters of the way to second base, and now there's runners at second and third. No double play in order for the Rosebuds, with only the corners playing in rather than the whole infield. They would have surrendered the run. Now the 1-1 delivery is a little flare toward left coming on, and having to play it on a hop is Sone rounding third and coming to score. Shields of Chiarito. He was about three strides behind Chiarito. DJ Parker read that ball perfectly and was about two and a half, three steps behind Chiarito. He even had to throw the brakes on a little bit just so he didn't pass Chiarito and get called out. And two runs come into score. It's now 4-0 as Lucas Pettingill has all of the RBIs tonight. So now Tyler Zanizer to the plate with Pettingill at second base on the RBI single, advancing on the throw. An open stance for the righty. This one's fouled off out of play for strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery here in the bottom of the third. Two runs on the board for the 45s now of a 4-0 ball game here on Independence Day weekend and this 4th of July. The first baseman playing in, even with the bag just on the rim of the infield grass, with the second baseman Harlan holding on the runner at second. Zanizer around a bunt, pulls it back. That'll be called a ball. As Bob Anderson now barking some orders to Tyler Zanizer, giving him a little bit of coaching advice on what exactly they want to do here. Maybe put a hit and run on with the runner on second. If he gets the bunt down toward the third base side, especially, it'd have to be the shortstop covering third, and he's got a long run to get to third. Here's the 1-1 delivery. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Coming set is Kern. Checks the runner at second. The 2-1 delivery is fouled out of play just off the top of the netting here on the first base side. The count moves to 2-2. Zanizer flew out to left his last time up. Now the 2-2. Dancing off the bag is Pettingill at second base, moving all around out there. Being kept close by Horner, the shortstop, who's lurking in behind him. Now the 2-2 as the wind continues to blow right to left field. Upstairs for ball three. Three balls and two strikes to Zanizer, who last night reached on an error twice, singled, popped out twice as well. And then in Thursday night's contest, was the courtesy runner for Rowan Brown. Now the payoff from Kern is fouled back to the screen. Now we'll hold at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out, the first baseman Zaire playing on the rim of the infield grass. With the even stance. Outfield shaded a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand batter. Pulled toward that left-field side. Here's the payoff from Kern. Kicks, deals. Breaking ball up and in on the inside corner. Zanizer tossed his bat and was on his way to first base, but instead he'll head the other way to the dugout. Gets him looking. That is out number one. And now one out. Now we'll bring up Rowan Brown. Adrian Lopez was the courtesy runner. This one misses low and in for ball one. Now the 1-0. Left-hand batter with the open stance. Kern kicks and deals. It's a line shot on the backhand of the shortstop. Horner handles it off the back foot to first, and in time, deep in the 5-6 hole. What a play by Horner on the backhand. Set his feet and toss it across in time. Moving to third on the play was Pettingill, as Deegan Paulos to the plate now, who struck out swinging his last time up. Right-hand batter, slightly open with his stance as the catcher sets up away. Shadows just now starting to cover the field as this pitch is taken for a called strike one. Now on the outside corner, spit off the outside corner, take that back. Evens the count up at 1-1 on Paulos. Pettingill dancing down that third baseline. Top of the order and Timmy Ayers on deck should the line keep moving. Catcher Osorio sets up inside. The 1-1 misses wide. The ball two. Two balls and one strike. With two outs. Kern comes set. Kicks and deals. Misses wide again for ball three. Paul is showing off the plate discipline. Last night he walked once, grounded out, hit a sacrifice fly, popped out and was hit by a pitch. Right-hand batter readies. As Kern gets his sign and comes set, glove up near the shoulder. Out of the stretch, the 3-1, right down Broadway on the outside corner for a called strike two. That will fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kern readies as he gets his sign. The payoff. It's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
That foul ball brought to you by Jack Spill.
So 3-2 with two outs still.
Oh, wait, that's
payoff. The line stock toward right. Then we'll get down for a base hit. Pettingill will trot into scores. Paulos wins the battle. Opposite field RBI single for Deegan Paulos. And now it's a 5-0 ball game. I'll bring up the top of the order in Timmy Ayers, who is the seventh batter of the inning for the 45s as they have put up a crooked number for the second time tonight on the scoreboard. Left-hand batter who has singled and walked tonight. First pitch to him. This is way up and in, ducking out of the way. It's going to go all the way to the backstop off the glove of Osorio. Just couldn't quite snare it. Went off the tip of his glove for ball one. As Paulos takes second base on the wild pitch. Timmy Ayers back in the second was stranded at first after the leadoff walk. Take that back. Not after the leadoff walk. He was stranded at first along with Adrian Lopez, who was over there at third. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike through the off speed on the outer half. Got him to chase it. The count moves to one ball and one strike. Deep in the box for the lefty. Now the 1-1. Upstairs, up near the letters. For ball two. Two balls and one strike. Shadows covering home plate. And then shallow left field. And then third base foul territory. As the sun dips below the tree line back behind us. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Tied him up with the high fastball. Scout moves to two balls and two strikes. Two and two is Kern with a deep breath. Kicks and deals. Just a bit low. Over, but off the plate. Here in the bottom of the third of a 5-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. Now the payoff occurred. On the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Ayers can't believe it. With a nod of disagreement with the home plate umpire, DJ Lovelace, but he'll head back to the dugout as the side is retired. Gone looking, but the Colt 45s get three on a handful of hits here in bottom of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 30-1 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market, North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Top of the fourth inning here. First pitch swinging, grounded toward the second baseman, charging, gloves flip to first, in time for the 4-3 put out. Second baseman follows to first baseman Timmy Ayers for out number one. Blake Schwert, it is his 18th birthday today, and he just got saying happy birthday.
Hey, Schwertia.
By the crowd here at Tiger Field, led by our public address announcer, Chad Johnson, who again does a fantastic job of making sure all the fans here in attendance know exactly what's happening and who is doing what. This one on the outside corner called strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery from Schroeder's ground ball foul down the third baseline. Running out of the way was the third base umpire Steve Graves. Almost caught him on the heels. So the count moves to no balls and two strikes. Now the 0-2 delivery from Schwert out of the windup with nobody out, nobody on and one out. It's a breaking ball right there, drops it in. Bring him up, strike three called. A backward K for Schwert. As Sone strikes out, that will bring up Carter Zaire, who singled and then was stranded out at second base back in the second. The first pitch on the outside corner right at the knees, a called strike one to Carter Zaire, the first baseman. 0-1 is hit in the air toward left center, giving chase is Parker, playable for him in the left center gap, and the side is retired. 1-2-3, they go as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here on KCNR. North Valley Distributing tonight's sponsor of the game at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Preston Conklin to the plate now. Right-hand batter facing off against the lefty in Hank Kern, who winds and deals the 0-2 off the plate outside. Conklin lays off of it. So far for the Colt 45s, 5 runs on 6 hits, 1 error for Rose City Baseball. No runs on 2 hits, 1 error. Now the 1-2 delivery to Conklin from the lefty. Breaking ball upstairs. Over but a bit high. Scout moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Turn out of the windup from the third base side. The 2-2 is just a bit right at the knees. A called strike 2, rather. Had the count wrong, 2 to the scoreboard. Thought that was strike 3. Turns out it was, in fact, not. So 2 balls and 2 strikes now, officially. Here in the bottom of the fourth, the 2-2 from Kern. So a line shot toward the shortstop, handles the weird hop, and it cuts through into left field. On the line shot, he was moving to his left, and it kind of took a backward hop, and he had a rear back on his heels, throw the brakes on it, and it snuck through. So on the hard hit ball, it'll probably be ruled a single. As Conklin gets aboard, as Nicholas Caballero will step to the plate, reach on the E5, and has popped out tonight. Kern digs in on the third base side of the mound, working out of the stretch with the runner on first in Preston Conklin. Being held on by Zaire out of the stretch as a line shot through the left side for a base hit. Runners on first and second now. First pitch swinging for Caballero. He gets his first hit of the night. And that will bring up Chiarito, who's walked and tripled. So, back in the third, Chiarito had that triple. And now Chiarito to the plate, left-hand batter. Corners playing in. Now the delivery from Kern. Off the plate outside for ball one. Now Kern comes set. Rocks and deals the 1-0 right down Broadway at the knees. To even the count up at 1-1. Runners on first and second. Shadows just barely starting to cover the field. Just sprawling out toward first and second base over there. And just starting to creep along on the third base side as well. It's a 1-1. On the outside corner at the knees, a called strike 2, a close pitch. Even some fans thinking it was outside. DJ Parker on deck. Now the 1-2 to the left-hand hitting Chiarito from Hank Kern as he checks the runners at first and second. The infield playing behind them, breaking ball, misses low and in. Leaning out of the way was Chiarito. His count moves to 2-2. Chiarito dyeing his hair the buzz cut, red, white, and blue for Independence Day today. Got red, white, and blue striping, although you can't see it with the hat and batting helmet on, of course. Now the 2-2 delivery as the runners take their leads. This is low for ball 3. as the count fills. At 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peering in is Kern. A deep breath as he readies. Gets his sign. The catcher sets up away. Now the payoff again is just reached for. A little excuse me swing and fouls it back to the screen. So the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. So we'll do it again.
Well, well brought to you by Plaster Title Company.
A deep breath for Chirito as he steps out. Now digs back in and adjusts the batting gloves. And readies. Kern comes set. Rocks and deals out of the stretch as he checks the runners. The payoff is reached for, foul off the umpire, who's going to go for a little walk. It's scored on the left wrist, right on that top part of his arm. That's one of the most commonly broken bones by baseball players. Just on the top part of your left wrist, right where you would wear a watch. And now the third base umpire, Steve Graves, is going to check on him, see if he broke it or not. Just feel it out as a break in the action here. And to allow DJ Lovelace to take his time and make sure he's all right as he goes for a little walk. Now everybody will go back wearing it like a champ. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just getting a piece of that one. Yeah, umpire's not wearing protective gear on their arms at all. Let's do their best to keep their arms out of harm's way. And now we'll do it again. A la Johnny Bench, the Cincinnati Reds catcher back in the 60s and 70s, he would always set up as a catcher with his throwing arm, the non-glove hand, tucked behind him. Now everybody ready. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second, and we'll do it again. Reached for and fouled off again as the battle continues. And what will now be an 8-pitch endeavor. Digging back in is Chirito. Couple warm-up swings with his bat, steps back in, waves the wood back and forth. Payoff again. It's popped up, out of play back behind us, a mile high. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. As again, the battle continues. The 9th pitch of the at-bat now. Coming up here. The payoff with nobody out and the runners at first and second infield playing behind them. The 3-2 is reached for, hitting the air towards center. Rodriguez, playable for him, will drift over toward left center and squeeze it for the out. Throws the baseball back in, but not in time to double off Conklin at second. So he flies out to the center fielder Rodriguez for out number one. That will bring up DJ Parker, who has K'd and been hit by a pitch.
From Seattle, Washington.
The Seattle, Washington native DJ Parker.
DJ Parker.
Out of Lassen. First pitch to him, misses wide, and set to go to Hawaii Pacific, a D2. Both him and Tyler Zanizer signed to D2s recently. Tyler Zanizer signing to Oklahoma Baptist University. Here's the 1-0. On the inside corner, right at the knees. Now one ball and one strike. With one out, the 1-1 is popped up out of play on the first base side. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 is a ground ball toward the shortstop. Glove slips to second for one. The relay to first on a hop goes through the first baseman back toward the Rosebud dugout, rounding third and taking home is Conklin. So out at second base is Caballero. Safe at first is DJ Parker, and he'll hold there on the fielder's choice, and scoring on the error is Conklin. The throw was low and off target. On hop. And the first baseman's there, just unable to cleanly pick it, as Lucas Pettingill will step up to the plate now, who's been hit by a pitch and single tonight. He has 4 of the RBIs. Rather single, as this one goes all the way to the backstop. Pettingill rather with 2 singles tonight, my apologies. Two hits and 4 RBIs on the night. Want to make sure I get all that in order. Parker on second now, as Pettingill's going to wear this one and painfully sounding as he will take first base on the hit by pitch. And now Tyler Zanheiser to the plate in a 6-0 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. As the Colt 45s lead it, and the home plate umpire giving Pettingill some more time to really shake that one off. So he's kind of writhing in pain over there by Drew Bumgarner beyond the first base. Down there on the line, he gives a thumbs up as DJ Lovelace will get back behind the dish after wiping off home plate just to give Pettingill some time. Sanders will wave the bat back and forth as the action will continue. It's the first pitch to Zanheiser in this left-on-right matchup. It's a chopper toward the third baseman, over his head and into left field for a base hit. Parker will head around third and come in to score. The throw comes into the cutoff man, the third baseman, Sigler, to hold the runners at first and second as Tyler Zanheiser connects on the RBI single. A hard hit chopper over the third baseman, Sigler's head, for the base hit. That will bring up Rowan Brown, who's singled and grounded out tonight. The battery mate of Blake Schwert and Rowan Brown to the plate. Stepping up, left-hand batter. Runners at first and second. So this one shot toward the second baseman, moving to his left. Between his legs, cams around to the second base side of the infield, and coming around to score is Pettingill. Holding at second base is Zanheiser. First pitch swinging for Rowan Brown will get a courtesy runner, and Adrian Lopez out there at first as he reaches on the air by the second baseman in E4. And I'll bring up Deegan Paulos, who's struck out swinging and single tonight. Right-hand batter with an open stance. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning,
Runners at first and second with one out. The Rosebuds looking for two on the infield. Paulos takes on the outside corner. A called strike one. Runners take their leads. The 0-1 is a ground ball toward the third baseman, Stigler. Goes first and kicked at the other end to get Paulos. And the side is retired. 5-3 put out. The Rosebuds put up another crooked number in the fourth to get to the top of the fifth inning. They strand a pair aboard after getting a trio of hits. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products for industrial and the construction market. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt Holder Pod.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
In 1776, there were fireworks too. The original colonists, you know their tempers blew. Like Thomas Paine once wrote, it's only common sense that if a government will give you your
things off, you're going to squirt. Leaning back out of the way of this one, but it's called a strike in the top of the zone right there on the inside corner here in the top of the fifth inning in front of a capacity crowd at Tiger Field. The 0-1 is a check swing fouled up the first baseline. No balls and two strikes now on Harlan, the designated hitter who struck out swinging on the full count his first time up. The 0-2 upstairs, reared back with the high-octane fastball and misses high. The 1-2 low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 from Schwert out of the windup. Swing! Chased the breaking ball downstairs. Went fishing, came up empty, and that is out number one as Aiji Sato will step to the plate, who popped out to the shortstop his last time up. Here, with one out on the top of the fifth, 8-0, the Colt 45s lead it. First pitch to Sato. Breaking ball drops in there for a called strike one. And this one, check swing, appeal to first. The answer is yes, says Vicente Gutierrez, last night's home plate umpire, now over there at first. And quickly No balls and two strikes now on Sato. The 0-2 delivery from Schwert. Breaking ball. Ring him up. Strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. It's strikeout number 7 for Schwert tonight here on his birthday at Tiger Field. And birthday number 250 for the United States of America. Although Schwert turning 18. Quite the age gap there. Sergio Rosario to the plate now. First pitch swing. Dunks one into center field.
DJ Parker gliding on the grass. Will squeeze it for out number 3.
And the side is retired halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, it's the Colt 45's 8. In the Rose City Rosebuds, 0. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 381 Crossroads Drive. Is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. That's North Valley Distributing at 381 Crossroads Drive.
Do you know about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Out of the windup from Kern, first pitch on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one. Brought us back with MC Hammer's Can't Touch This. MC Hammer, named by Charlie Finley, the Oakland A's owner back in the early 70s. Fun little fact there. That's how MC Hammer got his name. He used to dance around and do some fun little antics at the ballpark. One of the first baseball owners to really, or was the first baseball team owner to pioneer that whole game day experience thing at the ballpark. And there was a plethora of other things that Charlie Finley tried, including donkeys, elephants, all sorts of other fun stuff. Here's the 1-1 delivery, and even a rabbit at one point, Harvey the Rabbit. The 1-1 delivery is hit in the air, down the right field line, foul, toward the bullpen. For a long and loud strike, too. On the back half of our ball game here tonight at Tiger Field, shadows covering pretty much all of the field, some sun patches out in deep center field and parts of center field, and then right field in the sun along with second base in the surrounding area. First base just barely in the shadows. Here's the 1-2 as the sun dipping behind the tree line now, back behind us on the third base side. The 1-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting airs is a line shot, sinking line drive. It will land fair by about a foot and a half in left field. Rounding first, headed for two. Throw the ball picked up by the shortstop and one hopped in, and what a pick at the other end by the second baseman Harlan to handle the heat and keep it from going through as Ayers slides in with a double. just dunked it in there on the fairway to get the two-bagger. That will bring up Preston Conklin in a strong throw from Horner, the shortstop, on a hop, but an even better play by Harlan on the other end in front of the bag at second base, handled the hop and kept it from going into right field. Now the righty Conklin, with the runner on second and nobody out, takes a fastball on the inner half, a called strike one. And this one's hit in the air towards center. Rodriguez giving chase, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Conklin turns at first. Rounding third is Ayers. He's going to come to the score. Hitting the bag at second and getting waved by John Downey. He'll slide into third, though, with the triple. A couple of triples as Conklin, following the extra base hit with another extra base hit, lines triple to center field. You can't touch this. Now, Nicholas Caballero to the plate. Some activity out in the Rose City bullpen. As the lights come on here at Tiger Field, but not even close to taking full effect.
You can't touch this.
Taken outside for ball one by Caballero, who's reached on the E5. The error by the third baseman popped out and reached on the single. Here's the 1-0. Line shot up the middle and through for a base hit, and trotting the score will be Conklin. Three straight hits, and the Colt 45s tack two more runs on the board as they now hit double digits. It's 10-0 here at Tiger Field. A double, a triple, and a single. Chirito hits a home run here. It could be a very eclectic team cycle, in a sense, as Chris Dutton will come out to the mound to talk things over with Kern, along with the catcher Osorio. Doesn't look like he's going to take the baseball from him. And he will head back to the dugout without taking the baseball. And now I'll walk back as the meeting is concluded. And Chris Dutton is actually an outfield coach with Warner Pacific University in Portland, Oregon. As the left-hand batting, Braden Chiarito, who's walked, tripled, and flown out tonight, will step up to the plate. Waves the bat back and forth.
Hey, that's crazy. Oh, that's crazy.
And pick off attempt on over to first is not in time. And the head coach at Warner Pacific, Jeff Bard, is actually one of the coaches for the Rose City Baseball Club. It's the first pitch waved at by Chiarito way out in front for strike one. So Jeff Bard and Chris Dutton, a part of the Rose City Rosebuds as well as Warner Pacific University. The WPU Knights out there in Portland, Oregon. Up there in Portland, Oregon, rather. This one's fouled off back toward the Rosebud on deck circle for strike two. 0-2 on Chiarito. No balls and two strikes on the left Chiarito. Kern kicks and deals the 0-2, winged at for strike three. Chiarito just, with an excuse me swing, tried to hold up, ended up going around and not fouling it off. Three hits in the inning, but now one out after the strikeout. We'll bring up DJ Parker, who's
struck out, been hit by a pitch, and reached on a fielder's choice. The big innings last night in that 18-1 contest were the 4th, 5th, and 6th. 8 runs, 2 runs, and 6 runs as this one's lined into left for a base hit. Parker with a wide turn at first, but a hold there as Caballero will hold at second base. The 4th hit of the inning for the 45s. And now Lucas Pettingill, who's singled twice and been hit by a pitch to the plate. So he's 2 for 2. And it'll actually be a pinch hitter for the 45s, Patrick Bowen Jr. He'll step up to the plate. Left-hand batter for the 45s and head coach Bob Anderson. As he gets put in the game here by the home plate umpire, getting his paperwork in order. In the DH spot, Patrick Bowen Jr. did not play, or did play last night rather, at first base, grounded out twice, singled and walked twice, and then flew out in the 8th inning. Left on left matchup here, with one out, taken for a called strike one. A double play in order for the Rosebuds, with runners at first and second. Caballero at second and Parker at first. The infield playing behind them. Here's the 1-2 to the lefty Bowen Jr. The leg kick, the pitch from Kern out of the stretch. Over but low on the outside corner. One ball and one strike.
Oh, that's good.
With one out. Now the 1-1 delivery. The line shot fouled on the third base side. The count moves to one ball and two strikes. Runners at first and second. Again, with one out. Now the 1-2 as Kern comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-2 delivery with one out. It's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. With a new baseball, Kern readies and gets his sign. Kicks and deals the 1-2 yet again to Patrick Bowen Jr., the pinch hitter for Pettingill in that DH spot. Swing! Rear back room, the high octane. And that is out number 2. Rallies back with another K. And now they'll bring up Tyler Zanizer, who's singled, flown out, and K'd looking. Recently signed to Oklahoma Baptist University, a D2. Out there in Oklahoma. Both him and DJ Parker on this Colt 45's squad headed to Division II schools to go play baseball. Here's the pitch from Kern. Just misses for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in from that third base side. Now the 1-0 is fouled back to the screen on the first base side.
Now,
one ball and one strike after the foul ball.
Zanizer waves the bat back and forth. Now the 1-1 from Kern. Right there at the bottom of the zone. Catches the southern hemisphere for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Open stance for Zanizer. Kern, the 1-2, is chopped with a shortstop on a couple of hops. Backhand leaping, throws the first off the back foot, full extension, and not in time. Zanizer will be safe on the infield single.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. Jacob Green here with you with David Wiley back in the studio. It's great to have you with us here on some Independence Day baseball. America's pastime here on the airwaves. Bases loaded here. As Rowan Brown will step up to the plate, he's singled, grounded out, and reached on the E4. Left-hand batter. One of four in the lineup now after Patrick Bowen Jr. pinch hit. Kern delivers a fastball on the inside corner right at the knees to Rowan Brown. Listed as a utility player, 6'1", 185, out of Palomar Junior College in San Diego, California. Here's the 0-1. It's hit in the air a ton, but foul out of play down the third base side. Just a little bit late on it for the lefty. That is strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Now the 0-2 delivery with two gone. It's a line shot foul again, just a little bit late on that heater. Out of play. And we'll do it again. Now the 0-2 is ground ball toward the second baseman, reaching to his left, and in between his legs, and everybody will be safe to move up 90 feet. Quick throw back to second base, but it goes over the head of the shortstop Horner into left field out of play, and D.K. Parker will advance home. After Caballero came in to score, D.J. Parker was at third and now came in to score. Zanizer goes from second to third. And then Rowan Brown, safe at first. He'll get a courtesy runner out there and Adrian Lopez. On the E4, the second E4 tonight, E4, second on the as Chris Dutton will strike the mound, and it will be the end of the night for Hank Kern, a new reliever on for the Rosebuds. When we return after this, it'll be Deegan Paulos versus the new reliever for the Rosebuds as Kern goes 5 2/3 plus here on Independence Day. We'll be right back here on KCNR after this.
Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products...
New reliever on for the Rose City Rosebuds. And it's Cole Stocklin has entered the game at first, and then Alex Rodriguez has entered the game at second base. Stegan Paulos will step up to the plate. The first pitch from the righty, who I believe... is Bo Taylor. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's
Cole Stockflit pitched last night, so I don't believe it's him. Stockflit's in the game at first. We have two number 30s out there. As a count evens at one ball and one strike. Here on Deegan Paulos. Now the 1-1 delivery from the righty. Misses low for ball two. So 2-2. 2-1, rather, as this one misses wide all the way to the backstop, taking second base on the wild pitch is Nolan Bentley, the courtesy runner. Paulos now working a 3-1 count. Righty working from the third base side. According to the live stats, it's Cole Stocklin, but with him pitching last night going four innings, hard to believe they would put him back out there. As Paulos lays off this one up high for ball four, now the 10th batter of the inning. Here in the fifth, reminiscent of last night, as top fielder and Timmy Ayers will step up to the plate. After two outs were made in the inning by the K's, courtesy of tonight's starting pitcher, Hank Hearn. As this one misses low for ball one. So left-hand hitting Timmy Ayers, who's doubled, walked, and singled tonight, and also struck out looking. Here in the bottom of the fifth, last night, fifth inning, the Colt 45s got two across. It was the sixth inning that they batted around, then also in the fourth. Now the 1-0 to the lefty is just a bit off the plate. Two balls and no strikes.
Right,
coming set is the righty. Kicks and deals on the outside corner. Called strike one. So 2-1 now. With two gone and runners at first, second, and third. So 2-1 is a line shot toward the shortstop. Horner on the back end scoops. He's going to go to third, and it goes wide. And it's going to go into the dugout of the 45, so everyone will advance 90 feet on the E6. As it just continues. Zanizer comes in to score. Bentley goes from third. Or goes from second to third and then home on the E6. Paulos ends up at third base on the play. All six of the runs so far scored here in this inning are charged to the starting pitcher tonight, Hank Kern. As this one's popped up left fielder, playable for him. Will squeeze it as Conklin pops out to left field to close out this fifth inning. After five complete, the Colt 45s lead it by a score of 14-0 here on KCNR. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at the corner, or at 381 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. That's North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Kevin Frazier, the Trinidad native, on in relief, 6'2", 190 freshman, sophomore rather, out of College of the Redwoods, playing under the direction of John Downey, the third base coach. As qualifying for the win is Schwert, 54 pitches, 7 takes, 5 innings, 2 hits, no. And no walks on his birthday. Yeah. Leading things off here in the sixth. After the Colt 45s put 6 on the board in the home half of the fifth, will be the 9-hitter, Nolan Horner. Nolan Horner tonight 0 for 1. This is wide for ball one. So it's fouled up out of play back toward the parking lot for strike one. Hearn goes 5 2/3 for the Rosebuds, the 1-1 delivery. On the outside corner, called strike two. A little off speed there. Great pitch from Frazier. Evan Frazier, last pitch last weekend against the Concord Zephyrs. Breaking ball, waved at, swung on and missed for out number one. And a first strikeout for Frazier as Cesar Rodriguez to the plate now, who's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out. He'll dig in. The center fielder. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed for strike one. Out of the windup for Frazier, the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Quickly in an 0-2 hole. A wide stance for the right-hand batter. Peering over the glove is Frazier. Now winds and deals the 0-2. Is chopped foul on the third baseline.
You don't like me, I don't like you.
Count holds and no balls and 2 strikes.
Get back, get in there.
0-2 with 1 out. An even stance. The 0-2 again. Breaking ball is fouled. Just barely. The 45's 14 runs on 14 hits, 1 error. for Rose City Baseball. No runs on two hits and six errors. They've had a rough day on the defensive side of the baseball. Now the 0-2. It's a breaking ball. Turning away from it. Drops it just a bit inside for ball one. Tried him with a backdoor breaking ball. Now this one misses again for ball two. And the two from Fraser just a bit inside for ball three. So three balls and two strikes. Now the payoff again. Is chopped toward the third baseman, Caballero, Conklin rather, at third base now. Caroms off his glove and scoots away from him. Can't corral it in time. So that'll be an E5 on Conklin now in the game, or moving over from short to third. So Conklin at third now, here in the sixth. And in the game at shortstop is Carroll. Deegan Paulos staying in the game at second. Now the left-hand batting. Hank Kern, I believe. The first pitch to take that back. It's the 16. Yeah, the 16 of Hank Kern to the plate. Which is now the DH spot. Skies this one. Foul territory. Conklin giving chase from third. Angling toward the line. And will squeeze it. The throw into second base with the runner tagging is not going to be in time. Paulo's unable to apply a tag as Kern flies out to Conklin, making up for that previous error. That is out number two as Landon Sigler to the plate now. The third baseman for the Rosebuds, who's flown out to right and grounded out to the second baseman, Paulos. Infield shifted to pull on the right-hand batter. Fraser out of the stretch, glove up near his back shoulder, kicks and deals. Shadows covering all of the field now. Ground ball to the shortstop, Carroll on the backhand. Gloves throws the first in time for the 6-3. Mark Anthony Carroll already making his presence known here in this ball game. As on the error, they leave one. They threaten, but they fail to score here in the top of the sixth inning as we head to the home half of the sixth. 14-0. The 45s lead it here on KCNR. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing, they focus on quality and reliability. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Anthony Carroll to the plate in Caballero's spot. So Carroll getting some burn here tonight. He's in the game at shortstop as well as Conklin moves from short to third for the 45s back in the sixth. So Carroll came in as a defensive replacement. This one's taken right down Broadway for a call, strike one to Mark Anthony. Now the 1-1 misses low. And I do believe it is Stoffel out there, the righty. Following the footsteps of Kern, Stoffel pitched last night, went four innings to start that ball game. Gave up a plethora of runs. The 2-1 is shot toward the second baseman charging, picks it, and flips to first in time. That's Rodriguez to the other, the number 20 on the field, James Runoa. So not Stoffel over there at first. Runoa Bannister is over there at first. He took over there back in the fifth. So a couple of defensive replacements. As the pitch to Lopez. So Adrian Lopez in the game as well for Chiarito. Here, I believe he took over in the previous inning. So Adrian Lopez getting his first bat. At bat. Working a 2-0 count now, the righty. Wide open stance. This one's going to be a couple chop toward the second baseman, gliding to his left and can't pick it clean off the dirt. And might be ruled an infield single, but probably need four, unfortunately. As Adrian Lopez is aboard, who was the courtesy runner earlier in this ballgame. Now DJ Parker to the plate.
DJ Parker.
So runner at first, that's Lopez. Line shot down the left field line. It's going to go all the way to the corner underneath the 320 mark. Rounding second, headed to third is Lopez. A hold up there is DJ Parker. Tattoos one down the left field line, and he's in with a stand-up double with his second hit tonight. Following in the Lopez single, and now runners at second and third for Adrian Lopez, donning the socks up high. Here in a 14-0 ball game in the bottom of the sixth. Nothing but goose eggs for the Rosebuds so far. The 45 is the complete opposite. Stofflet pitching for the second straight day. Bowen Jr. to the plate. With Tyson Bragg on deck in Zanizer's spot. Called strike one. Left-hand batter. There's the 0-1 on the outside, off the outside corner, just missed. Make the count, one ball and one strike on Patrick Bowen Jr. A ground out to second, a single, and then a stand-up double by DJ Parker down into the left field corner. And now runners at second and third here in a 14-0 bottom of the sixth, as this one is in the dirt and blocked by Osorio, gliding to his left. Huh. 2-1 count now. With one out.
Poor guy. Oh, I know how it is.
And the 2-1 is chopped toward the second baseman again, the 3-4 hole, and off the knee, reaching for it on a couple of hops. DJ Parker will just hold at third as it caroms into right field. And coming in to score the 15th run of this ball game is Adrian Lopez. DJ Parker moves to third. As still with one out. Runners at the corners. -15 with one out, but the double play is in order. As Bragg takes outside. Bragg in the spot of Zanizer. Another lefty bat in the lineup. And takes a called strike one. Now leaning out of the way of this one, came in near his legs and ducking out of the way, dodging out of the way rather, working a 3-1 count. Couple of errors in the inning. 3-1, misses low again. And he will take first base on the walk. That will load the bases for Rowan Brown, who's reached 3 of 4 times tonight, a couple of times on an error by the second baseman, and you'd think that position out there is cursed. Four of the 8 errors now, according to our online stats, have been charged to second base, as this one's skied toward left center, playable for the center fielder Rodriguez into a dive, and it's not going to get it. It's going to go all the way to the warning track. And coming around to score is DJ Parker. Throw in is not going to be in time, as right behind him is Patrick Bowen Jr. So Parker trotted in to score, and Bowen Jr. all the way from second base, able to score. Holding at third was Tyson Bragg, as a courtesy runner for Rowan Brown, and Nolan Bentley will courtesy run for the second time now. Runners at first and third. Infield still shaded up the middle in a 17-0 ball game now. And it's the right-hand batting Deegan Paulos to the plate. And that ball was laced toward the left center gap, and Cesar Rodriguez showing off the speed on the sinking line drive almost got to it, and it just barely stuck underneath his glove and went all the way to the wall. Out below the Tiger Field scoreboard out there, as this one misses low for ball two. Tiger Field scoreboard just to the right of the 358 mark there in left center field above the C.R. Gibbs advertisement on the yellow wall. Probably about 360, if I had to guess. Now the 2-0 with one out. Look out, almost hit him, ducking out of the way. That's ball three. And again, Stofflet pitched last night. Went 4 innings, had a rather rough outing, an outing he'd love to forget, I'm sure, especially in the 18-run endeavor that the Colt 45s had. Now rears back, throws a strike right there on the inside corner for called strike one. 4 innings, 8 hits, 10 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. So 8 of those runs not even earned. That is to say, not directly charged to the pitcher. Ground ball to the shortstop. Glove by Horner. Flip to second for one. The no relay to first. And coming into score will be Bragg as Paulos reaches on the fielder's choice. And now Timmy Ayers to the plate. He's singled, walked, struck out, looking, doubled, and reached on an error.
First base, number 5.
We'll step into the box. As some chatter going on between the first base umpire and now calling out Deegan Paulos at first base. Can't even tell you why. Bob Anderson's going to go out and have a little confabulation with the trio of umpires. But regardless, we'll cut to break here at the end of the sixth inning as the Colt 45s strand a pair aboard. Not sure how exactly, but we'll hopefully find out when we come back for the seventh inning as everyone will make their way back to the field. And the side is retired 18-0 after six complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, focusing on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Quick back-to-back K's and then a quick flyout in foul territory. And it is now time to stretch here at Tiger Field. But I got word we might be doing, we will be doing God Bless America here, sung to you by Scott Lewis. So, halfway through our ball game, 18-0, 1-2-3 went the Rosebuds. Here's Scott Lewis with tonight's Independence Day rendition of God Bless America.
Something a little different with a mashup. My country is the thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing, God bless America, bless, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, like a boat. My home sweet home. My home sweet home.
That was Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition to that game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. The home half of the seventh coming up next here on KCNR.
Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans on swing.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941 931-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The way he's got off both pitches now. Here with the top of the order, and it's the top of the order due up because Deegan Paulos was called out after the now time call delivery. It was a runner interference call on Nolan Bentley sliding into second base, which, in all honesty, Nolan Bentley for the 45s out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is a right-hand pitcher, so not really too used to running the bases, but still an 18-0 ball game here. Partly cloudy skies up above the ballpark. The 0-2 breaking ball misses wide. So no harm, no foul in that regard. And now the 0-2 again on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. And he goes down a looking. As now that Chad Johnson announces to the crowd that we are in fact on schedule, it was not a eighth inning stretch that we were going to have to do. The scoreboard was just a little bit messed up. And quote, the gremlins in the scoreboard getting the best of the staff here as the right-hand batting Conklin to the plate. Called strike one. Also, the home plate umpire, DJ Lovelace, with a quick little half uppercut motion on the strike three ring him up call. Very quick with it. Here's the 0-1 upstairs and in. Make the count one ball and one strike. And now, the 1-1 delivery is popped up and out of play toward the Colt 45 bullpen.
That long foul ball brought to you by
very long foul ball. One ball and two strikes. To Conklin, the 1-2, check swing in the dirt, goes to the backstop. On the appeal to first, the answer is no by Vicente Gutierrez. Two balls and two strikes now on Conklin with the oven mitt sliding glove in his back right pocket. Digs in as Stofflet comes set, kicks, and deals. It's chopped toward the third baseman on a couple of hops. Here's his glove off the lip of the infield grass, and safe at first will be Conklin. The Tiger Field advantage, they just don't know that grass to dirt as well as the 45s do, and that'll be a single for Preston Conklin as Mark Anthony Carroll will step up to the plate now. On first, with Noah Bannister holding him on. So shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. First pitch on the inside corner at the knees. A called strike one. Mark Anthony grounded out to the second baseman his last time up and his first time up tonight after coming in as a defensive replacement in the sixth. Now the 0-1. It's a line shot through for a base hit up the middle. Holding at second base will be Conklin as Mark Anthony Carroll collects his first hit of the night.
Yeah, I agree.
As the bat boy, Zach, again, running out quickly to do his job and pick up those bats. He's done a great job all night tonight, as always. Now it's the right-hand batting Adrian Lopez to the plate. Runners at first and second. It's another hit for the 45s as this one misses wide, blocked by the catcher Osorio. For the 45s, 18 runs on 17 hits, on 19 hits rather, and 2 errors for Rose City. No runs on 2 hits and 7 errors. They've left 3. The 45s have left 10 so far. Now the 1-0 misses up and away. Catches the corner, rather, up and away. Top of the zone. Make it 1-1. Now the 1-1 delivery here in the bottom of the 7th misses up and in for 2. 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-1 delivery. It's a line shot toward left center field. Rodriguez has been safe looking up to the scoreboard, and it is off the top of the wall. And rounding third, coming to score behind Conklin, and in with a stand-up double is Adrian Lopez. Conklin in the score, along with Carroll. And it is now a 20-0 ball game. I'll bring up DJ Parker. Here at the bottom of the 7th inning. DJ Parker to the plate. Who's doubled, singled, reached on a fielder's choice, hit by pitch, and struck out swinging tonight. Swing on this one, fouls it up. The catcher with a look. And colliding with the third baseman coming from the line, it will drop in foul territory. Just barely in foul territory. Some miscommunication between the third baseman Sigler and the catcher Osorio. And the count holds at 0-1. DJ Parker with the open stance. Runner at second. The 0-1. This is low in the dirt. This count moves to 1-1. And the 1-1. As a line shot right at the center fielder, Rodriguez will come in for it. Strong throw into second base, and Lopez. And it was a bang-bang play at second base. It may have been close, but Lopez definitely able to beat him back. But in a 20-0 ball game here in the home half of the 7th, that's a call that goes the other way essentially every single time as the side is retired after Parker locked it up and Lopez erased. On the outfield assist, the shortstop corner playing a little first base for Rodriguez, the center fielder. And it's 20-0 after 7 complete here at Tiger Field. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supply of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing, tonight's sponsor of the game here at Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces.
North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing.
Well, ground ball to the third baseman Conklin, unable to handle the heat, just came at him a little bit awkward as well, and safe at first on what I believe will be ruled an E5, but we'll see exactly. It'll probably be ruled a hit if it was fast enough for Iji Sato to reach. He's now at first base, being held on by Timmy Ayers, as the lights have taken full effect here on Independence Day. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Carroll charges. He's going to go to first and in time. Throw back to second base is not in time. Conklin, or Paulos rather, on the bag, but not the throw on the back deck, not in enough time. So one out. As Osorio reaches via the fielder's choice. Or is erased via the 5-3, rather, and moving to second base. And that will be ruled an E5 on Conklin, the third baseman. As Nolan Horner, the shortstop, to the plate, he's struck out looking and swinging tonight. And a new pitcher on in relief as well for the 45s. It's Preston Waller, the left-hand relieving San Marcos native. Just two hits for the Rosebuds tonight, and they probably just jinxed it, so they'll get one here. As Waller, the lefty, kicks and delivers the 0-2. Swing! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The third strikeout for Nolan Horner tonight. And if Horner strikes out one more time, if the Rosebuds make it farther through the order, he'll get himself a golden sombrero. Or the golden sombrero, rather. That's what happens when you have three strikeouts in a game. Four strikeouts in a game, rather. Flatham would be five. No runs on two hits, seven errors for the Rosebuds. 20 runs on 20 hits, and now three errors for the Colt 45s. With two outs and a runner on second. First pitch misses wide for ball one. An even stance for the righty, pinning at the belt here to Cesar Rodriguez is Preston Waller. Motions for Brown to go back through the signs here in a 20-0 ball game. Taps his chest as he missed the signs relayed from Rowan Brown, the battery mate of Mr. Preston Waller, working from the third base side as the southpaw. Kicks and deals a 1-0, swing and a miss from the high cheese. Blew it by him, some high octane. One ball and one strike. Evan Fraser, went the last two. Now the 1-1 with the infield shifted to pull on the right-hand batter, choked up on the bat. The 1-1. Rears back, fastball right at the knees on the outside corner for strike two. Three Ks on the outing for Evan Fraser as well. No walks issued. Now the 1-2 delivery from the lefty. Glove up near his front leg, bending at the belt. Now comes set. And time called. Grabbing the thigh is Cesar Rodriguez, the back of his thigh. Looked like he might have cramped up or something tightened in his leg. Now everyone readies again. And the 1-2 delivery. It's a breaking ball. First strike, 3. And the side is retired. A couple of K's in the inning for Preston Waller. And the side is retired as the Rosebuds threaten, but they fail to score. They leave one stranded. After 7.5, it's 20-0. The Colt 45s lead at North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing, a local electric.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the seventh here.
Second.
Bottom of the eighth, rather. Got so caught up in the seventh and eighth inning debacles that now as we find ourselves in the eighth inning, I'm a little bit lost. As it will be Patrick Bowen Jr., Tyson Bragg, and then Rowan Brown. As a new pitcher on in relief in Aiji Sato will be on in relief. There are a couple of runs back in the seventh inning.
Okay. And then when you come back in,
see, they did not leave one out there at second base, rather, after the doubling off of Adrian Lopez.
So, just so that you understand, you must
here in the eighth,
when you leave.
And Aiji Sato on in relief. Sato pitched the other night, two innings back on July 2nd.
So, you went there, get some chairs, come back, you got your legs and stuff, sit and wait, and then we'll get the game going.
In that game, of course, Colt 45's beating Rose City. That was an opening game this series of a 6-2 ball game that the 45's won. As they look for this week tonight, two innings of one hit, no run baseball, two walks, and one strikeout for Sato. Now the first pitch to the left-hand batter is fouled back to the screen. Patrick Bowen Jr. in his third at-bat of the night after pinch-hitting for Lucas Pettingill. He's K'd and reached on an error. Seven errors for the Rosebuds. Just a defensive blunder-filled night for Rose City. Sato appearing in, comes set as the righty off the third base side, and now time called, as Rick Bassetti will give a word to the fans here. And if you're wanting to come down and watch the fireworks, concessions will still be open, but the lights will be off at 10 o'clock, as that's when the fireworks will commence. Now the 0-1 from Sato as he comes set. The leg kick from the third base side of the rubber. The 0-1 misses wide. Sato pitched a couple of nights ago in a losing cause. The 6-2 ball game the 45s won on Thursday night. Winning last night by a score of 18-1. The Colt 45s
now tied for the most runs they've scored this year with 20. They won 20-4 against the Tehama Bulls. That was back on June 21st. The 1-1 bounces in there for ball two. So 2-1 to Patrick Bowen Jr. Patrick Bowen Jr. readies.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. The 2-1 misses upstairs for ball three. David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us here on this 4th of July. Stoplin went 2 1/3 for the Rosebuds. Now the 3-1 delivery is a bit inside for ball four. Was waiting for a very delayed strike call. Did not get one. So 3-1, Bowen Jr. works the free pass. That is the fifth free pass issued tonight by Rosebud Pitching. And what's been kind of a ongoing theme all year, the hit batsmen and the walks for the 45s, that's really how they've gotten most of their runs across. But against these Rosebuds, it's been a lot of hard-hit baseballs and a lot of extra-base hits. This one's popped up on the infield. The third baseman, Sigler, was playing it on the grass. Called up by the shortstop, angling toward foul territory. Francis to it, and Horner will squeeze it for out number one. Holding it first is Patrick Bowen Jr. So 2 1/3 for Stofflet. 6 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned. With 2 walks, and he struck out 1. He did so on 50 pitches. For Hank Kern, 130 pitches tonight. He walked 2 and struck out 6. He gave up 14 hits and 14 runs. And only 7 of those were earned, so 50% of the runs he gave up were earned. And again, that is to say, those were the runs charged to him. They were not on effective errors or hit batsmen, as this one misses low. Or sorry, defensive errors, rather. And after defensive errors, where the inning would have ended, every run scored thereafter are all unearned runs. So there's 2 outs in the inning, and the second baseman boots the baseball instead of getting the 3rd out of the inning. Then every run scored after that, as this one's chopped up the middle, gloved by the second baseman, taps second for 1. The relay to first on a hop goes through past the first baseman. Every run scored after that, as Patrick Bowen Jr. is erased on the 4 unassisted fielder's choice. As Nolan Bentley will be the courtesy runner. And every run scored after that is charged as unearned. So that, again, goes to show the defense behind the Rosebuds tonight has just been costly. And even there, as this one's worn on the back of Deegan Paulos, turning away from it and right between the shoulder blades, we'll bring up the top of the order in Timmy Ayers. So runners at 1st and 2nd. Paulos takes his base on the hit by pitch, moving to 2nd is Rowan Brown. Rick Bassetti again will hop on the bike.
We've got to have our kids and our volunteers be able to get out of here.
With 2 gone. This one's popped up, foul territory, giving chase over with a look, but running out of room is the third baseman, Sigler. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning of a 20-0 ball game. So left-hand batting, Timmy Ayers at the plate. Just an insurmountable amount of errors committed by the Rosebuds, and that's really been the difference tonight. Again, a lot of the runs given up have been unearned. Only 11 of the runs have been earned. So 9 unearned runs have been scratched across by the 45s. And again, the Rosebuds haven't really had an offensive heavy night. They only have 2 hits. But the Colt 45s also have 3 errors. So 10 errors between the two teams in this ballgame. And that's just going to change things a lot. Because it goes from an 11-0 ballgame to an out-of-hands 20-0 ballgame. And 11-0 is still out of hand, but it's not inconceivable to come back from an 11-0 deficit as this one's bounced in there for ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Timmy Ayers. In fact, even in the 20th game of the 20-game win streak by the Oakland Athletics back in 2002, the money ball season, if you will, they actually gave up an 11-0 lead to the Kansas City Royals. Here's the 2-2 from Sato off the outside edge for ball 3 in a game that, of course, Scott Hatteberg would walk it off to right center field with the famous call by Bill King, which is, of course, in Moneyball. They do a great job of blending the actual footage with the movie magic footage. Here's the payoff with 2 outs, runners at first and second. It's popped up and back behind us over toward the play area. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Nolan Bentley, the courtesy runner, over at first base, who was called out on runner interference, so the double play did take effect. That was back in the 6th inning. Here we are in the home half of the 8th. Now, the payoff. And that will miss for ball 4 as Ayers works a walk, his second of the night. That will bring up Preston Conklin. Right-hand batter with the socks up high. And he'll wear this one, and everyone will advance 90 feet. And again, it's now lack of pitching for the Rosebuds as the 21st run and of this ball game will come across in Nolan Bentley as Paulo's now at third base. And again, Sato back in the Thursday night endeavor went 2 innings, and Sato threw 39 pitches, and now coming in to pitch tonight as a reliever. He was also out in left field last night, played right field earlier in this ballgame, so he's also no longer in right. This one's chopped toward the third baseman, rising, leaping for it, grabs it, and will touch third for the out, and the side is retired as Timmy Ayers is forced out on the play. As we head to the ninth here on KCNR from Tagger Field here on Independence Day, the Colt 45s lead it by a score of 21-0. They leave them loaded after no hits in the inning. And they scratch across one more run as we head to the ninth. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
Justice will be served. Big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Austin Pasma here in the ninth for the 45s, on in relief of Preston Waller, who went one inning. No hit, no run, no walk, and two strikeout baseball on nine pitches. Pasma will take on these Rose City Rosebuds here in the ninth. They'll face off against a pinch hitter in Carson Lowe. Swing and a miss for strike one. Pinch hitting for Hank Kern. And swings on this one, and it's a line shot on a couple of hops in front of the second baseman, Paulos, who just couldn't quite handle it on a couple of odd hops. And safe at first is Lowe on the hard hit. Infield single. Might be ruled an E4. We'll see what the official scorebook will say. And now to the plate is Bo Snyder, who swings and misses for strike one. Bo Snyder pinch hitting last night in the ninth. Cade on the 1-2 pitch from Nate Sheriff. That will be ruled an E4, so an error on the second baseman. Now a 1-1 count on the right-hand batting Bo Snyder. Rounds this one toward the second baseman, Paulos. Gloves flips the short on his bag at second for one. The relay to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. Taylor made. They turn it. And quickly, two gone here in the ninth. As a pinch hitter to the plate for the Rosebuds. Three straight pinch hitters. And this time it's Hank Kern, who's now, check that, Nate Glocky for the Rosebuds. Takes a called strike one. Pinch hitting after previous batter in Bo Snyder. And quickly, no balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2. It's fouled back to the screen, just barely staying alive in the at-bat. Just trying to keep the line moving and get something on the scoreboard, because it's all goose eggs up there for the Rosebuds. They scored one run last night, two the night before, leaning out of the way of this one for ball one. Backed him off the play a little bit. Nate Nowacki, right-hand batter, pinch hitting. And this one just misses. The umpire not wanting to end the game on a looking strikeout, unless it's obvious. That one was a 50-50 ball. This count moves to two balls and two strikes. And this one is swung on and missed. And the ball game comes to a close on the 1-2 delivery. We'll be back with the totals after this.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
A 3-hour and 3-minute contest here on Independence Day, the semi-quincentennial of America. We enjoyed America's pastime, and now fans will get to watch fireworks out there on the field here at Tiger Field. Jacob Green was here with you. It was great all around. 21-0 the final score here for the Rose City Baseball Club. No runs on 2 hits, 7 errors. They left 4. For the Colt 45s, 21 runs on 20 hits, 4 errors. They left 13. The winning pitcher is Squirt. The losing pitcher is Hank Kern. No save situation. Squirt, Fraser, Waller, and Pasma combined to just shut down this Rosebud offense. And especially in those back half of the innings, the bullpen did a fantastic job not allowing a hit. It was just those lone 2 hits that came in the first and second inning. Hank Kern, and then Carter's there for the Rosebuds. And the 45s made a mess of my scorecard, just batting through in the fifth and then taking advantage of the errors and the hit-by-pitches. But the biggest thing for the Rosebuds as they get swept here at Tiger Field was the errors that cost them lots of unearned runs. But regardless, Colt 45s were able to capitalize here in front of a capacity crowd on Independence Day. For Jacob Green and David Wiley back in the studio here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Thanks for tuning in here on Independence Day. And the final score from Tiger Field tonight was the 45s 21 and Rose City Baseball nothing, as the 45s get their 20th win of the season and complete the sweep. We'll be back out here tomorrow at 7:15, the regular time, not early at all, against the Chico Nuts on the Sunday of a 4-game weekend of baseball. For Jacob Green, David Wortley, saying thanks for listening. We'll see you out here tomorrow. The final score from Tiger Field tonight was Rose City Baseball 0 and your Colt 45s 21.
His own campaign from this inherited fortune. Well, not exactly a good argument when socialists are on the rise, but it is a fact. Now, the way you can change that is you can change the Constitution and you can bar corporations from spending at all in elections. But keep in mind, corporations come in so many different forms, from Sierra Club to pro-life to unions. They're all collections of individuals who are aggregating their money. And, yes, they also include people like Soros, who is using his ample fortune to push very far-left candidates.
So I know, by the way, in terms of trans men playing in women's sports, it's going to be up to the states. You can make your own decisions, which bad news if you run state California, but great news if you run a state in Oklahoma. So the Supreme Court ruled on that. But overall, we saw a situation where there was conservative Supreme Court justices seemed to be ruling on each and every situation, too, much to the angst of President Trump, like Amy Coney Barrett. They went back and forth. But listen to how the left wing responded to the Supreme Court justices' opinions. Cut 28.
This Supreme Court could not have ruled
any other way and held on to its legitimacy as the 9 supreme members of the judicial branch.
The 14th Amendment was put in place. And I think in a way to save us from ourselves and our worst impulses, that's to save a country from people like Justice Kavanaugh.
There are folks who are doubling down on the idea that this country must be a white republic.
You have a bunch of people who fetishize history. Maybe the issue isn't so much that the Constitution needs to change, but that the people interpreting the Constitution need to change.
I just want to give people another side of the illogical argument on how the Supreme Court has ruled over the last few weeks.
Well, it's astonishing that the left can't take the W and instead turned it into a hate fest. And these comments are outrageous. I mean, arguing that the 14th Amendment is meant to block people like Justice Kavanaugh is precisely the unhinged type of rhetoric that led to an attempt on his life. And it's disgusting, and people need to condemn it. What happened in this court was exactly what the framers anticipated. The court acted independently. They followed principle. You know, I know that President Trump can be upset about some of these decisions, but it also delivered massive victories for him this term, expanding executive power in a way that is really going to be his true lasting legacy, including a case that shot a prior precedent called Humphrey's Executor. Now, most people don't know what that is, but Humphrey's Executor was a massive limit on the ability of the president to remove members of executive boards and commissions. That's a huge win. So, yes, Barrett, for example, voted against the president on a couple of these cases. She more often votes in favor of conservative values and the administration. You know, the president said that he wanted to pick independent, principled justices. Well, he got them. I think that his 3 nominees are some of the best ever put on the court. They may sound like hyperbole, but these 3 justices are brilliant. And, yeah, I disagree with them at times. But the quality of the intellect of this court is deeper because of President Trump. And while he can be upset with the outcome, he should take some pride in his impact on the court.
I mean, I like the fact that he was getting every single thing he wanted. It would back up that thought that it is just an organ of the administration. And this is, I think, increasing their credibility with decisions like this. And I can't argue on an equal footing with these men and women. But, you know, I'm disappointed in some decisions, but I'm not saying I'm outthinking them. Jonathan Turley, thanks so much. Can't outthink you either. But I am smart enough to know Rage in the Republic is a great book, The Unfinished Story of the American Revolution. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it. Back in a moment.
From breaking news to big name guests, Brian brings you insight you won't hear anywhere else. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2026 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
With 6 months until voters pick their congressional representative, we've been tracking the national mood, and our Fox News poll finds a close race for the House. A year ago, Democrats were favored by 7 percentage points. Now, it's a 5-point edge within the margin of sampling error. If the election were today, 52% of voters say they'd back the Democratic candidate in their district, 47% the Republican. That difference comes from greater enthusiasm on the left. By an 8-point margin, more Democrats than Republicans say they feel extremely motivated to vote this year. It's important to remember, while a lead on the generic House ballot question reflects a national preference, House seats are decided district by district. So a party's advantage in the polls doesn't directly translate into winning seats, especially these days with so few competitive districts. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
We have a good deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, first observed in 1949. And for more than 20 years now, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, has joined the effort, trying to raise awareness and support for individuals and communities. This year's overall theme is See the Person, Support the Journey, aiming to highlight the importance of noticing early signs of mental health concerns, strengthening the support around us, and responding with care and compassion during challenging moments. They also have weekly themes. This week is Understanding Mental Illness, including Serious Mental Illness. Awareness leads to compassion. Week 2 is Early Support Matters, recognizing signs in children and youth. Week 3, Words Matter and Words Can Heal. And the final week is Supporting Loved Ones. Connection is a powerful form of care. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Big tent means big tent.
We have to have a big tent.
We are a big tent party.
What makes our party a beautiful party is the fact that it's a big tent.
We are a big tent party.
I hate to tell you, but the socialists don't even want you in the tent. They have taken over your party. In case you do not know, it is not a blue bubble. It is not the liberal New York City, and the voter turnout was so low that allowed these firebrand socialist Islamic-loving anti-Israel, anti-Semitic candidates to win in New York. Yeah, you're right. But you know where else they won? In New Jersey. You know where else they won? You know who they nominated in Maine? A communist socialist in Plattner, let alone more personal problems than anyone I've ever seen to run for office. And then you have in Colorado, you have a 29-year-old, unproven radical, beat a Congresswoman DeGette, who's been in office since 97. Not that she'd keep you in office, but was endorsed by Akeem Jeffries, and they still lost. Because the power in that party is with Bernie Sanders. And it's your I'm saying it over and over again. When you let this guy in your party without making him become a member of your party, you opened up the door. And when he almost won the nomination and you put your hand on the scale to deny him that nomination with Biden and Hillary, he kept his powder dry. And now he's taken over your party like a tapeworm. And you can't pull him out. Rod Blagojevich is next.
Isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom, the ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Bear Grylls. The host is currently bringing his celebrity friends out for adventures on Fox's Bear Grylls is Running Wild.
Well, I think on this season, we really push the boundaries. It's great to bring it to Fox and have such diversity from jungle, from, you know, the forest to the high mountains to the deserts. But we always try and kind of seek out different types of terrain. There are a zillion things, so that bucket list is long.
As for whether it's all adventure all the time for Bear, he admits sometimes he takes a break.
It's been such a big part of my life, the adventure, and from a kid growing up through to my time with the military, through to Man vs. World for many, many years, and then Running Wild for the last decade plus. But at home, we're pretty mellow. Having said that, we do live off-grid. We do live on a little island in the UK, but I like that. It keeps our edge. But at the same time, I love getting back home, and I'm not like eating bugs and grubs. I love to cook a good big steak and a, you know, homemade cheesecake and get in a nice bath and have a cup of tea.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him. For blood. For
so you can have the blood. In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. New details emerge in a 24-year-old murder case that has gone cold until this year. Back in 2002, Frank Weiss from Plano, Texas, was found dead near Lake Louisville. Last month, 55-year-old Lisa Honrud was arrested for his murder. She was his wife at the time of his death. Court documents say Weiss was shot with a .38-caliber firearm and his body was found wrapped in plastic bags, tied up with rope and weighted down with sandbags duct-taped to his legs. They went on to say that Weiss and Honrud went to dinner 2 days before his body was found, and it was the last time he was seen alive. Detectives learned that Weiss had asked for an annulment, and Honrud signed it. In the days after his disappearance, detectives say Honrud told Weiss's daughter he had gone to Cancun but didn't want to be bothered. Investigators say the case was finally cracked thanks to new information from a key witness, alongside advances in technology and investigative techniques. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Again, it is my time. 3,900 children were separated from their families.
450,000 kids were lost during the Biden administration.
Mr. Secretary, do not interrupt.
Don't you point your finger at me. Don't
I will point my finger at you.
Don't you be a hypocrite
you.
Then. Then you be as frustrated. You should be as upset about the 450,000 kids
upset.
That were lost. You didn't say a word about it. For 4 years, you never said a word.
Mr. Secretary.
Could you put him in his place for
don't yell at
you
me.
Should
I'm
be
the
put
good.
In your place.
And that was some of the brawling that went on with Secretary of Homeland Mark Wayne Mullen as the former senator went down there just to explain how things were going and how they're working to get the missing children and those phony sponsors that showed up during the previous 4 years and took kids that we no longer can find. And Congressman Rosa DeLauro, I think, wanted to just score political points. So with me right now is the former senator turned Secretary of Homeland Security, Mark Wayne Mullen. Your thoughts about some of those exchanges that you were forced to endure and trying to explain what's happening with immigration.
Well, unfortunately, the Democrats, they want to ignore the 4 years of the Biden administration. And the thing that gets, I think, most people's blood boiling, especially mine as a father of six, is when you start talking about these kids. You said the phony sponsors. Some of these sponsors had picked up 18 to 20 kids. When we go to find them on the addresses that supposedly had, they're not there. HSI and DHS working together has located 147,000 of these kids. 147,000. Now, if you start thinking about that, where's the other 300,000? And the Democrats, they don't want to say a word about this, not a single word. And it's frustrating because we have the most horrific cases that you can imagine, Brian. We have some young ladies that we rescued out of a hotel that is sitting there saying that they were raped 600 to 700 times. When I say young ladies, they're 16 years of age, and some of them have been in this sex trade and slavery, if you want to call it, trafficking. For 2 years, they were stuck in a room, forced to be with men raping them 15 to 20 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the Democrats don't want to just go over it. And they want to talk about that the president and this administration is being extremely strong on vetting the individuals when they come to our border. We're no longer letting sponsors come in right. And take these kids unless we know who they are.
And also, when it comes to the border, I've been there a few times, obviously not as much as you. And one thing, if you come up and say, I'm leaving under duress or I fear for my life and my country, they got to stay. But if you ask the right questions, you say, well, could you have gone to another part of your country? And you're supposed to go into the first country you step into. You don't end up in the United States, so they would get expelled.
Right.
But now the previous administration said, stay here until we get to your case.
Right.
And they would stay, and the backlog was 10, 15 years. What's different now?
Well, first of all, we have an agreement with Canada and Mexico called the first country. So Canada and Mexico are considered safe countries. So they can't claim technically asylum coming in from Mexico and coming in from Canada unless they're claiming it against Canada and Mexico. So asylum cases are very difficult if you process it by the law, which Congress passed. But what we're doing on these asylum cases is we're clearing the books, what we call clearing the books. We're working together closely with the White House. And to be quite frank, Stephen Miller has done a phenomenal job understanding this system very well, that the Democrats just over over, I wouldn't say overused, they abused. And so when we got a team stood up that we checked those individuals that claimed asylum, are they where they say they're supposed to be? Because they're on parole. Technically, if you claim asylum, you're paroled. And so if you don't inform us that you have moved or informed us that your phone number has changed or your status has changed, then you are in violation of parole. So we're going through all those asylum cases and checking them. Overwhelmingly, no surprising, they're not there. Their phone number doesn't work. Their addresses aren't there. And so then we immediately put them underneath an arrest warrant because they violated their parole, and we start hunting them down. So we did a strong enforcement of that this weekend, and we set records that ICE was arresting individuals all across the country. We arrested 3,500 people a day average, Saturday and Sunday, and a big chunk of those were either TPS violators or asylum violators that had violated their parole.
So when you have the elimination of temporary protective status, the word temporary is there for a reason. It was a crisis in Syria and a crisis in Haiti. And now you're getting pushed back that you're cruel and saying these part. You had the Republican governor of Ohio over the weekend saying that, you know what, these Haitians are now part of our community. They're giving us health care and daycare. They're teaching our kids, watching our kids. Let them stay.
The problem is it's temporary. I don't enforce laws. I don't make the laws. I enforce the laws, right? Temporary status was temporary status. The court's already ruled on this.
Supreme Court.
Some of these cases have been here for 15, 20 years. I understand that. But during that 15 and 20 years, you had an opportunity to change your status. You chose not to because you understood it being temporary, too. Now that the court has ruled, it's too late. You got to go home. You can go back, and there's two options here. You can go back on your own, meaning that you can choose to be deported. We will give you a $2,600 check. We'll pay for your airline ticket. You can go back to the country you came from or a country you choose, and then you can fill out the proper immigration paperwork and try to come back in this country legally. If we have to go find you and we deport you, you don't have the option to come back to this country.
So if they were good people while they were here and do things the right way since that decision came down, will they have a better opportunity to come back?
They would have a better opportunity to come back.
Because
I can't guarantee
a good record yet.
That you still got to follow our immigration system because those are what the laws are for. But it's too late now. Now that because you didn't do that, you can't do it. You need to be proactive, not reactive. So you can't be reactive and filling that paperwork out now. It's too late. You have to go back now.
Mr. Secretary, this just broke, so I'll read it together and we'll digest it. The Supreme Court has ruled against President Trump's hope to eliminate birthright citizenship restrictions. It was a 5-4 decision, and they said it violated the 14th Amendment guaranteeing automatic American citizenship for anyone born in the United States, an issue the executive order the president signed on the first day back in office to redefine it. And we know the case, Trump versus Barbara, a pseudonym for the Honduran citizen who fears or her or family safety if she was expelled. So the birth tourism that the Chinese possibly are greatest abuser of, that so far it stays in play. And we kind of got an indication on a 5-4 decision when John Roberts said, yeah, things have changed, but the Constitution hasn't. So your reaction, because this directly affects you.
Yeah, I'm not going to get ahead of the president here, but I will say I adamantly disagree with the spirit of the 14th Amendment on what the Supreme Court ruled here. I'm not an attorney, definitely not a judge, but I disagree with the court's decision here. In my opinion, if you look at the historical reason the 14th Amendment was put in place, the way that it's being abused today wasn't the intention of the 14th Amendment. But like I said, I'm not going to get ahead of the president on this, but I adamantly disagree with the Supreme Court.
Well, I mean, the strongest argument you guys had, and I think birthright citizenship has been abused. It's been abolished in almost
every
Western country. So it's not Donald Trump. It's keeping up to what's going on and trying to respond to what some of our adversaries are doing, and that is having kids here that become citizens and be part the social spending.
Here's what ends up happening in a lot of these cases. You have these adversary countries that come in, they have a child, they raise a child back in China or whatever, and since they're a citizen, they come back over here where they've been indoctrinated. I'm sorry, if you're raised in a communist country, there's a good chance, and you're able to travel back and forth, there's a good chance you've been indoctrinated. I'm not saying completely. Some people break away from it because they don't believe it. But there's a reason why we have adversaries that's abusing this system.
So a 5-4 decision, it doesn't say here who voted for whom, but I will say this, just to further what you were saying about the 14th Amendment. After the Civil War, there were people in the South that says, I don't think slaves should be citizens. And the president at the time says, okay, we're going to pass an amendment that says if you're born here, you become a citizen. I'm pretty sure that's not the circumstances now.
That's right.
So I don't know if legislation can do it. But I don't think it's in Democrats' interest to have birthright citizenship either. I've seen Democrats point to China as our number one adversary, look to infiltrate every element of society. Right. And we know China is the number one abuser of this law. Do you think you can get any bipartisan support to do something through legislation?
Well, I think if you looked at this from a strict national security issue,
yes.
I believe you could. But the problem is the Democrats, they don't believe in that right now. Remember, this is the same Democrat Party that defunded ICE, our Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. This is the same Democrat Party that just elected true communists in New York, including the mayor and three other individuals. Well, haven't elected them, but pushed them through to the general election. This is the same Democrat Party that wanted to defund our Customs and Border Protection, meaning they want open borders. So this is the same party that defunds police. They don't look at it.
You're not optimistic.
No. I'll just tell you this. Underneath the Biden administration to date, of who they let come into the United States, because they had open borders for 4 years underneath the Biden administration, correct? I mean, we let millions, upwards of 20 million people come in. Underneath the Trump administration, we've arrested over 1,900 known terrorists. Not individuals that are on terrorist watch lists. These are known terrorists that the Biden administration let come into this country.
Right.
And because of Trump's policies on enforcing our laws and going after the worst of the worst, we're able to round up 1,900. That's all we know of right now. We're still finding these people every single day.
Right.
Explain to me what the Democrat Party was thinking then. So if you want to look at it from national security, yes, it should be a bipartisan issue. But unfortunately, we don't have a Democrat Party that thinks that way today.
All right, Ms. Secretary, if you could stick around a couple of minutes. I know you got to run back to the White House, too. There's much more going on. But again, birthright citizenship been struck down. Looks like Roberts voted with the liberal justices to weigh that decision in a different direction. And I guess, was it Amy Coney Barrett that also did that? Allison, it was Barrett, too. So those two came back against it. One, George W. Bush put in power, nominated and confirmed. And the other one, John Roberts, of course, Amy Coney Barrett by the President of the United States. All right, the Homeland Security Secretary is here. Back in a moment, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show as we celebrate year 250 in our nation's capital. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
You may not realize it, but most ladder accidents happen around the house, a lot of them cleaning out clogged gutters. You don't want to be next. That's why homeowners choose LeafGuard, the only seamless one-piece rainwater management system with a clog-free guarantee and lifetime transferable warranty. With LeafGuard, the top's not a cover, it's part of the gutter. And now we're celebrating America's 250th anniversary. Call now for LeafGuard during our Celebrate America sale. 75% off installation of a complete LeafGuard system. Act now and get no interest and no payments until 2028. Plus call 800-546-5655 now and receive our Celebrate America bonus. A $250 Visa gift card with your LeafGuard purchase. Use for your next vacation, shopping, or fill up your tank. Call 800-546-5655. That's 800-546-5655. Here at LeafGuard, we think our customers say it best.
With LeafGuard, I haven't had any clogs at all, and I used to a lot. So I'm looking forward to many more years with my LeafGuard system.
LeafGuard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal over 20 years in a row. And it's attached to the fascia with screws, not nails. It's not coming down. Remember, we're celebrating America's 250th anniversary. Call now for LeafGuard during our Celebrate America sale. 75% off installation of a complete LeafGuard system. Act now and get no interest and no payments until 2028. Plus call 800-546-5655 now and receive our Celebrate America bonus, a $250 Visa gift card with your LeafGuard purchase. Call 800-546-5655. Let me give you that number again. 800-546-5655.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Texas man who's facing a capital murder charge in connection with the death of his pregnant wife has fled the country. On May 4th, the attorney for Lee Mongerson Gilley says his client cut off his ankle monitor before boarding a plane to Canada, then flew from Canada to Italy, where he was taken into custody by authorities. There, he allegedly told officials that he was seeking asylum because he was being wrongfully prosecuted and feared he would face the death penalty. The 39-year-old was charged with capital murder in 2025 in connection with the killing of his pregnant wife, Christina Bauer Gilley, on October 7, 2024. Gilley initially told police that she died of an overdose and he attempted to perform CPR. An autopsy suggested otherwise. She had trauma to her neck and face more consistent with strangulation. Gilley was arrested in 2024, released on $1 million bail, and required to wear that ankle monitor. In 2025, prosecutors say he spoke with a woman about a plan to flee to Mexico. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox on Justice. The nation's capital seeing a sharp decrease in crime over the past year after President Trump deployed the National Guard and as the country gets ready to celebrate its 250th birthday. Here are the numbers. A 52% drop in homicide, robbery down 23%, and a 56% decrease in motor vehicle theft. Officials say one area of concern, a spate of brawls in the city known as teen takeovers. Trump's U.S. attorney in D.C., Jeanine Pirro, said many teens need to be treated like adults.
The problem is that they don't believe that these young people need to be treated as criminals. They are committing adult crimes.
The decrease in crime follows a nationwide trend since President Trump returned to office. The murder rate is now the lowest since 1900. President Trump says the reduction in crime is largely thanks to his border policies. Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, Homeland Security Secretary Markwayne Mullen is here for a few more minutes, and he's got to rush back to the White House. Mr. Secretary, first off, we just had another ruling come down that basically allows more coordination between, this is considered a Republican win. I'm not sure you're allowed to respond to, if you were senator, you could, but just for everyone at home to understand, it allows more coordination between the candidate and their super PACs and their party. It's thought to be a Republican win because they're the one who challenged it, but I just in talking with you, Democrats seem to have more multi-billionaires than Republicans, he's
saying. Well, you think about
like
George
the Republicans
Euros.
Are the party of the working
right.
class.
You think about George Euros, he's already pumped in $105 million in this cycle, $105 million. It's scary the amount of money that a guy can influence politics with. And, of course, Democrats are always saying that they don't get bought, but you can tell their politics has swung ever since Zuros' team got involved in this, because they have dumped no telling how many millions, if not billions of dollars in campaigns, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And he pushes this socialist and at this point, I would almost say communist party that is coming to bear with the Democrats at this point. But you look at the Supreme Court rulings, the president's had unbelievable wins in this. I mean, we've had some great wins with when it comes to immigration. Birthright citizenship is tough. I disagree with the court on this. But you start looking at this Republican win here. You start looking at men and women's sports.
Game down.
Yeah, this is some great wins for the president, reinstoring just sanity, common sense to what our political fights have been over.
So yesterday, three MS-13 members who have committed 9 murders over a year in Nevada and California, including kidnapping, killing, and torturing people, were deported. 2 from El Salvador, 1 from Honduras. This is as bad as it gets. What could you tell me about this?
Well, 70%, I can't talk about those specific cases. The reason being is because some of them still have pending charges, and they're going to be charged in El Salvador, the country to which they go back to.
Is that guaranteed before you send them back?
In most of these cases, otherwise we would hold them accountable for them. But some of these have international arrest warrants on them and Interpol. So when we arrest them, we send them back. But they're ongoing cases. We're told not to visit about them. But let me just explain to your listeners. 70% of every person that we arrest and deport on a daily basis have felony charges either pending or have already been charged at the time of the arrest and when we deport them out of the United States. So all this talk saying we're rounding up, you know, these people that's been here for 20, 30 years and all they're wanting to do is work. Yes, some of them get caught up in that. But 70% of them are true criminals. So when the president says, and when I say we're going after the worst of the worst, that's exactly what we're doing. And even the court upheld when you have LPR, which is a green card, legal permanent residence. If you commit a felony, you no longer have status in this country. We're able to deport that. Thank goodness the Supreme Court upheld that. We knew that to be true. But when you violate American law and you're not a citizen here, you have no right to stay here anymore.
So ABC came out with a poll, came out in the study, and they said only 3% of the people in custody right now have committed a crime.
Not true. 70% of the daily individuals that we arrest they have pending felonies or they've already been convicted. Now, so what ABC is probably saying is, listen, they haven't technically been charged with anything. No, they have been charged. They haven't went to court on it. But that doesn't go into account the individuals that didn't commit a crime maybe in the United States, but they're on the international list for Interpol to pick up and deport.
You've only had this job for a couple of months.
100 days, I think, today.
Okay. What's been your biggest surprise and when you started looking at the portfolio and what you'd be doing? Would you know the most and would you know the least?
So my biggest surprise is the people that work inside DHS. We hear about the bureaucracy and the government employees and, you know, lifelong employees. I'm telling you, inside DHS, all 22 components, we have nothing but patriots. We all believe in the passion of protecting the true homeland. I mean, protecting it, loving it. Everybody is all in the same boat, rolling in the same direction. That was my biggest surprise. That I thought, I am the luckiest man in the world.
You thought you'd have to gut the place.
I thought we did, but we don't because I have great people working there. Second of all, the amount of backlog that needed to be done that these people just needed a green light to go do. And that's why you're seeing our arrest numbers break records. Deportation, we're going to deport more people by probably the middle of August than we deported all of last year. And those numbers are just continuing climbing. We see our legal constantly working with DOJ to have these great wins at the Supreme Court. All this stuff is us working together as one team. And sometimes it just took us getting on the same piece of paper and understanding what we're all doing.
If he was to ask you, the President of the United States, this new Homeland Security, it's relatively new,
right?
A couple of decades old. If any part could be spun out, would you recommend any part of Homeland? Because it's such a behemoth.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some areas that we could probably give to other agencies because DHS, there isn't one single secretary or director that sits on the President's cabinet that I don't work with. Every one of our components interact with every one of these different agencies. And so there's some of them that we could probably fold into one of the agencies. The problem is they don't always have the same authority that DHS has. The reason why we have them is because Congress gave us really broad authorities when it comes to protecting the homeland and being able to have that cross references with all the other agencies.
How do you sleep at night? Because there's so much to do.
Right, well, that isn't the problem. I work with a president that doesn't sleep.
So he's waking up anyway.
So Secretary Rubio and Secretary Hegseth and I joke all the time that we'll sleep in 2 years and 5 months.
Right.
Because he pushes so hard. He drives us so hard, which is wonderful to have somebody that has a vision. He puts the right people in place. He allows you to go to work, but he expects excellence.
20 seconds. You have a new nominee for ICE.
Lance.
Right.
Thoughts? Unbelievable guy. First of all, he'll be the first one that gets confirmed in over 10 years, actually 11 years. And he is the right person for the job.
And I know. You're Oklahoma. You can let us know. Mr. Secretary, thanks so
much. Thank you,
Brian. Congratulations on the job and everything.
Thank you.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay or Avastin Captid Pegol is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump concluded his speech from the National Mall in Washington late last night, celebrating America's 250th anniversary of independence in front of thousands of spectators, followed by a spectacular fireworks display. The president began his speech on the National Mall by commending singer Lee Greenwood for the song God Bless the USA, and then thanked the audience for taking cover during the rainstorm.
Good evening, America. If you think that was easy, it wasn't. And I want to thank everybody because they did the right thing. They saw lightning.
President Trump says he wasn't going to allow the rain to stop him from speaking on the 4th of July.
I said, there's no way if we have to speak in front of one person at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be here. There's no way we can be deterred.
Earlier in Washington, storms prompted a roughly two-hour evacuation of the National Mall. Wildfire threats in the West, correspondent Ed Donahue has the latest for us.
Red flag wildfire warnings are in effect in several states in the West. The Cottonwood Fire in Utah is the biggest. A state of emergency has been declared. Fireworks are being restricted. The National Weather Service issued a rare, particularly dangerous situation warning. UCLA geography professor Park Williams says the West got a good amount of rain to start the year, but
the tap just totally turned off. So low precipitation totals and really high temperatures have left our forests really abnormally parched.
Red flag warnings stretch from Idaho to southern Arizona and New Mexico. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in California say former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband has been involved in a hit and run and could face misdemeanor charges. Paul Pelosi hit a parked car before driving away. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Larry Elder here. These words weren't written for history books. They were written for you. But it's hard to pursue happiness when pain is part of everyday life. Relief Factor was created to help people address inflammation, one of the most common causes of ongoing aches and pains from aging, overexertion, and just good old daily living. It's a 100% drug-free, research-based formula that works through multiple metabolic pathways to support comfort and mobility. No prescription, no masking symptoms, just real relief so you can keep moving forward. I take Relief Factor every single day, have done so for years. I don't want my pain to come back. As America celebrates 250 years of independence, give yourself the chance to reclaim yours. To commemorate, we're offering a special patriotic price, just $17.76, so you can pursue your happiness being pain-free. Your $17.76 three-week quick start is ready for you. Relief Factor, because freedom just feels better without pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF.
Many Americans who might normally travel to exotic destinations are sticking closer to home this summer.
Small business owners in U.S. tourist destinations say they're seeing more Americans sticking closer to home this summer. Businesses around places like Lake Tahoe, Asheville, North Carolina, and World Cup host Kansas City say they've noticed customers trading in overseas vacations for road trips and day excursions. Between FIFA coming to the U.S. and 250 celebrations just about everywhere, many residents have found they don't have to travel far to make great summer memories this year. Bob Agnew reporting.
The St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs were delayed by fog at Wrigley Field for 15 minutes after a sixth inning last night. The Cardinals led 2-0 when play was stopped. The crowd of almost 39,000 joined in singing John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads, as the delay began. The song has emerged during the World Cup soccer tournament. Breaking news and more at townhall.com. Air travelers could soon see major improvements at airports, thanks to a big new federal investment.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has announced nearly $1.8 billion in FAA grants for airport upgrades in 46 states. The funding will pay for runway repairs, taxiway improvements, terminal upgrades, lighting projects, and safety enhancements. Duffy says the investment is part of rebuilding America's transportation infrastructure, while FAA officials say the projects will improve safety and modernize the travel experience for families. Ken Lorman reporting.
Another high-profile investor is giving up on New York's rent-stabilized housing market. Google co-founder Sergey Brin, worth more than $265 billion, has reportedly sold his stake in a major New York apartment fund for just 6 cents on the dollar. Property managers blame Albany's rent laws and a recent rent freeze for the issue. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show back in New York after a brief visit, 2 days in Washington, D.C., going back there Saturday night for special 4th of July coverage. Karl Rove is standing by. Congressman Michael McCaul is going to meet with us, Chairman Emeritus of Foreign Affairs. He's going over to Ukraine soon. By the way, if you have to check out what's happening in Russia, almost every major city is now in Ukraine's, within Ukraine's reach. And oil refineries have been hit so bad, their energy manufacturing agencies have been busted up so bad. The lines go on for miles just to fill up their car. Fights are breaking out in Russia. For those people who say they're immune, Russia is immune for the most part in major cities from this war. Not anymore. 4 years in, Russia is beginning to fall apart, but they still have a lot of rockets and they can make their own drones. So before we get to Carl, let's get to the big three.
Number three. I think that he's appropriately using strategic patience. The Iranians have demonstrated that they only respond to force. They like this kind of no agreement zone that we're in right now.
I think so, too. Talks going nowhere as Trump listens to all options in Iran. His challenger, his challenge is to keep prices down, but continue to show Iran is not in charge.
Number two.
What we are witnessing is an independent court, a court that continues to follow principle, not politics. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't be upset with the outcome on things like birthright citizenship.
That is Jonathan Turley. Supreme Court makes some huge decisions and both sides are celebrating and one side's nonstop complaining.
Number one.
We got a lot of fire under their asses because for far too long they've just collected paychecks from corporations and wealthy mega donors and haven't really done much. So this movement has a lot of momentum for that reason, because people are desperate for some change.
That's Hassan Piker. Really? He's over in Denver. But he is celebrating because the reviled podcaster is powerful and his socialists are winning. Now are you paying attention, America and Democrats? Because the socialists are not just winning in the blue bubble of New York. Carl Rove has always been paying attention, joins us now. Carl, what are you taking away from the fact that Colorado had some two socialists do extremely well yesterday, and Michael Bennett got knocked off by an attorney general and established who wanted to be the next governor, and he's pretty much an established, he calls himself a moderate. I never see him voting for anything conservative. Your thoughts about what took place?
Well, first of all, I think you got to differentiate between the two results in Colorado in the congressional races. One is in a district that is essentially the city of Denver, most of the city of Denver, which may surprise people, but it's a very liberal town. And the other one was in a very closely fought competitive congressional district to the north and slightly east of Denver, the northeast part of the Denver metro area, and then heads up towards the Wyoming border. One of them shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, where the DSA has succeeded are in very liberal districts. I'm going to test your knowledge in New York. What percentage of the vote do you think Donald Trump got in the 7th, 10th, and 13th congressional districts, the three districts where DSA challengers won the nomination for Congress?
The old New York City, right?
Oh, yeah. The 7th is, yeah.
I would say about 20%.
Oh, really? How about you're close with one of them? In the 7th district, it is 19.3%. In the 10th district, it is 14.1%. And in the 13th district, it's 11.1%. Now, the country is, we've voted 49.8% for Trump, 48.3% for Harris, so a 1.5% differential between the two. In the 7th district, there was a 60-point difference. In the 10th, there was a 71-point difference. And in the 13th, there's a 77-point district. These are not representative of where the country is. And we're going to see more Democratic socialist victories in these very far left-wing congressional districts like the district in Denver. But the interesting thing is going to be, how are they going to fare in the general election in the 8th district, or they're going to go up against Gabe Evans, a thoughtful, productive, hardworking, moderately conservative Republican in a district that was basically won by Donald Trump by 2 points. The DSA can win primaries in places like the 7th, 10th, 13th, and the 1st of Colorado. But I think it's going to be a real test of their polling power to see how well they do in the 8th district of Colorado, and also in states like Maine and Michigan. If they nominate Al Saeed in Michigan, I think the Republicans have an excellent chance to swipe a Democratic senatorial seat.
Okay, you said a few things. The one that won, the progressive state candidate, Manny Rutinel, won that nomination to go against Gabe Evans. And the Cook Report says that was likely to flip. That was the best, one of the best chances that the Democrats had to flip that seat. I think it's less likely, but not zero likely. When Denver, this Diane DeGette was been representing Denver since 1997, this district, but lost substantially because the DSA stepped up. Now, I expect some moderates to step up. Like, I don't know if you saw Tom Suozzi on our Fox and Friends on Thursday.
Right.
He came out and said, look, right, I'm a capitalist and I don't hate Israel. And 17 or 14 others said the same thing. I thought Congressman Jason Rowe would say the same thing as a veteran. Here's what he said. Cut five.
That's why we have primaries, right? That's why primary voters are able to decide, you know, are you taking AIPAC money or not? Like, I don't, for example, because I don't think it's the right thing to do. And then you have to figure out, how do you support your entire population? How do you support your entire constituency? How do you create a safe space for one of the most diverse communities in the country?
What's he even talking about? Number one, he doesn't take AIPAC money. Now you just want to be anti-Israel?
Maybe he doesn't take PAC money at all. I mean, if you're not going to take AIPAC money, you're either doing it because you don't want to take any PAC money at all, in which case I salute your honesty and your steadfastness, or because you don't want to take it from Jews, in which case, you know, you're scared of your left.
It sounds like the latter, or else you would have said, I don't take PAC
money. It sure does. It sure does.
So that was a moderate, Carl, and I thought be like someone who declares he's a moderate. But obviously, they're not showing the courage that you would think a veteran would have. Well, Hakeem Jeffries will not call him out. Chuck Schumer will not call them out. They probably the two least popular Democrats these days. Their endorsement means nothing.
Well, again, I'm not certain I agree with that. Their endorsement means something. Think about it. What did Schumer do? He got the candidate he wanted in Alaska. He got the candidate he wanted in Ohio. He got the candidate that he wanted in Texas. He got the candidate he wanted in Montana. He helped engineer a situation where they have the Democrats have the independent candidate they wanted in Nebraska. And what did the left do? The left, you know, basically turned a seat that they could have flipped in Maine into one where the latest poll has Susan Collins up by 3.
He wanted the governor.
And remember, this is she never led a single poll in 6 years ago and won by 8. There are a bunch of shy, Susan voters in Maine, in my opinion. But I mean, I love how these people are beating their chests. Oh, congratulations. You got your person nominated in a district where Donald Trump got 11% of the vote and the Democrats ran a mere 77 points ahead of the Republicans in the race for the presidency. Do you think you're going to be able to translate that to the rest of the country?
Well, let me ask something. If you have that guy Christopher Rabb over in Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, he's an avowed socialist radical. And then you have Abdul El Sayed, he's up likely to win that primary. He's winning in almost all the primaries, but head to head with Mike Rogers, it's 1 or 2 points depending on what poll you look at. How does that even close?
Two things. One is, first of all, he's ahead because there's a three-way race. And second of all, he's close to Rogers today because Rogers is laying behind the log, building his resources, and all of the public attention is on the Democratic nominee. So I think that's going to change after the primary, and he's going to be held to account in a general election for comments that his opponents either cannot or will not hold him to account for.
So Diane DeGette was endorsed by Hakeem Jeffries, and Chuck Schumer wanted the sitting governor of Maine. So they were rebuked on both counts. Hakeem Jeffries' name was brought up in one of the victory parties. He was booed, and Chuck Schumer tried to walk in a parade and was heckled. I'm not used to seeing that for those two guys. Are you?
No, and it's a sign of how disruptive the Democratic Party is. And, you know, as an observer, I'm bemused. As a Republican and a conservative, I'm thrilled. But, you know, the Democrats are going to have to confront their hard left. And the people who understand that the Democrats are not going to be the majority party or win in 2028 the White House if they keep going far left are the smart people in that party. I mean, again, I repeat, do you really think that somebody who, you know, wins in a district where Donald Trump lost by 77 points, and that's a district that is far left. Do you think that the person who wins that kind of district in a Democratic primary where less than a third of the votes, the primary vote total was less than a third of the total amount of votes cast in the presidential election? I mean, we're talking about a minority of a minority, you know, a slim majority of a minority winning in these congressional races in districts that are far left. And they're not going to elect a Republican. That's not what America – that's not how you win an election in America, by nominating people who can only win in that kind of turf.
So when you talk about the Supreme Court decision, the one on campaign finance, where it said Republicans wanted to make sure that there would be additional – can you stop me here if you understand it differently – they can communicate with the RNC, the candidate, and with super PACs and maybe raise the amount of money that they can bring into a campaign. How does that affect a guy – how does it affect a campaign?
Well, first of all, I applaud it because it strengthens parties. When Citizens United held that money is speech, which is right. At that point, there was only one corporation in America that was allowed to participate openly in political campaigns, labor unions. You know, the labor unions put a little bit of money in from their PACs, the voluntary contributions of their members. Virtually, you know, the lion's share of the money they spent in political campaigns was taken out of their corporate treasuries. No, nobody volunteered to give that money to politics. They just took it out of the pockets of their members through mandatory dues and then turned around and spent it on politics. Citizens United said everybody can spend whatever they want to spend as long as they, are not, in coordination with the campaigns. This decision said that political parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, can coordinate with candidates and can spend more money on their behalves. It held that the limits on the political parties spending money was unconstitutional because, again, money is speech. Now, this doesn't mean that the parties can take $10 million from a donor and spend it. The limits on how much you can contribute to a party still stand. It was the limit on how much you can spend on behalf of the candidates of your party that was lifted.
So how does that affect the super PACs?
Well, look, I helped found one of the early super PACs on the Republican side. Ed Gillespie and I in 2010 formed American Crossroads Senate Leadership Fund. So, I understand the importance of super PACs. I also understand their danger. You know, they are independent entities generally run by consultants for the consultants with little or no oversight. So in the case of American Crossroads Senate Leadership Fund, we said we're going to have an independent board that's going to set compensation. Nobody who works for this super PAC can be paid under the table by any vendor. There has to be, you know, an annual audit, et cetera. That's not how most of these super PACs are run. And so while I think I understand their importance and believe that they have a role, I like it when the parties have a bigger role, because the parties are elected. In the case of the Republican Party, if the president is Republican, they generally pick who the chairman is. But otherwise, it's selected by the state chairman, national committee man, and committee woman from every one of the states and territories, 160 some odd people. And we can hold them accountable. And they have to be publicly audited. And we see their reports and there are people looking over their shoulder. So I'm more in favor of strengthening parties. I like the fact that in the 1940s and 50s and 60s and 70s, before we started passing these campaign spending limits, that parties were stronger. I think that both political parties were better when they were led by people who said, I've got authority, I've got resources, and I'm going to deploy them on behalf of candidates and causes that I believe will help us win. That's a lot different than we have today with the super PACs, where it basically is, I'm a consultant, let me get a fundraiser, we'll go out and raise a bunch of money, and I get to be in charge of spending it, and I get to be in charge of determining how much I get paid for that. I cannot tell you how many super PACs I've seen in which the amount of money the consultants are charging is simply irresponsible.
Carl, we only have 2 minutes left, but I'm watching this civil war go on with the Democratic Party, and they want to put a nominee out there, likely AOC for president, maybe more. Do you think Republicans are going to go through something similar in 28 when Trump's gone?
I don't think it will be yes, because every time you have somebody new, whether it's, you know, Eisenhower leaving, you know, Jeb Ford leaving, you know, Reagan leaving. I mean, you remember, Reagan was very popular in 1988. And yet his vice president, George H.W. Bush, had a primary season and had to win. And I think Reagan wisely waited until September of 1988 to endorse George H.W. Bush. I thought that was smart. It was good for Bush and it was good for Reagan. But, yeah, I think we're going to have a battle in 28. And the president, I think, is going to make the mistake of thinking that it is better for his cause and his reputation and his role in history to pick who his nominee who the party's nominee ought to be.
But, Carl, that's so interesting. I forgot about that because Eisenhower didn't do much for Nixon, I remember. I wouldn't remember. I read. And then Reagan with Bush, I didn't recall. But you don't think it would be insulting for the president not to back his own vice president?
Presidential elections are constantly one of two things. They are change or more of the same. And Reagan was smart enough to understand that after an 8-year run, which left him with popularity, his personal approval rating in 1988 was in the 60s, that still the country wanted some kind of a change. And it was one thing for him to run for re-election in 84 and say, you're going to get more of the same from me. But, you know, look, there's a reason why in the history of the United States, only two vice presidents had succeeded the president under whom they served.
Yeah.
Martin Van Buren and George H.W. Bush. It's difficult to do because the constant desire of the American people is change.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know Bill Clinton, I assume he would have endorsed Gore, but Gore wanted no part of him at the time. And Carl, unfortunately, I have to leave it there. Just fascinating to talk to you about this. Interesting times, and I can't wait for that RNC midterm convention. Another time for Carl Rove and I to get together in Dallas. All right,
Carl. That is TechSat.
Yes. Thanks so much, Carl. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
You may not realize it, but most ladder accidents happen around the house, a lot of them cleaning out clogged gutters. You don't want to be next. That's why homeowners choose LeafGuard, the only seamless one-piece rainwater management system with a clog-free guarantee and lifetime transferable warranty. With LeafGuard, the top's not a cover, it's part of the gutter. And now we're celebrating America's 250th anniversary. Call now for LeafGuard during our Celebrate America sale. 75% off installation of a complete LeafGuard system. Act now and get no interest and no payments until 2028. Plus call 800-546-5655 now and receive our Celebrate America bonus. A $250 Visa gift card with your LeafGuard purchase. Use for your next vacation, shopping, or fill up your tank. Call 800-546-5655. That's 800-546-5655. Here at LeafGuard, we think our customers say it best.
With LeafGuard, I haven't had any clogs at all, and I used to a lot. So I'm looking forward to many more years with my LeafGuard system.
LeafGuard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal over 20 years in a row, and it's attached to the fascia with screws, not nails. It's not coming down. Remember, we're celebrating America's 250th anniversary. Call now for LeafGuard during our Celebrate America sale. 75% off installation of a complete LeafGuard system. Act now and get no interest and no payments until 2028. Plus call 800-546-5655 now and receive our Celebrate America bonus, a $250 Visa gift card with your LeafGuard purchase. Call 800-546-5655. Let me give you that number again. 800-546-5655.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. New details emerge in a 24-year-old murder case that has gone cold until this year. Back in 2002, Frank Weiss from Plano, Texas, was found dead near Lake Louisville. Last month, 55-year-old Lisa Honrud was arrested for his murder. She was his wife at the time of his death. Court documents say Weiss was shot with a .38-caliber firearm, and his body was found wrapped in plastic bags, tied up with rope, and weighted down with sandbags duct-taped to his legs. They went on to say that Weiss and Honrud went to dinner 2 days before his body was found, and it was the last time he was seen alive. Detectives learned that Weiss had asked for an annulment, and Honrud signed it. In the days after his disappearance, detectives say Honrud told Weiss's daughter he had gone to Cancun but didn't want to be bothered. Investigators say the case was finally cracked thanks to new information from a key witness, alongside advances in technology and investigative techniques. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
Players who own a PlayStation 4 won't be able to enjoy the next Call of Duty game. Developer Activision confirming in a post on X, the next installment in the popular shooter franchise will not be developed for the previous generation console. This will be the first game in the franchise not supported by the PS4 since 2013's Call of Duty Ghosts. It comes as several developers, including Sony, have also begun winding down their support for the console. Roblox revealing a new program for creators. The online game creation platform describing the upcoming Roblox Reality as a hybrid architecture system designed to help develop photorealistic visuals. Roblox says the upscaler integrates their existing cloud system and game engine with AI-supported video world models, allowing for more enhanced graphics and detailed textures. An early version of Roblox Reality is set to be released later this year or in early 2027. Brian Holmgren, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989. The Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amudarya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a 2-1 lead.
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, one of the things we're going to have to do is just continue to enforce the border law. This is a very disappointing ruling from the Supreme Court. Of course, we respect it, but we also think that it was a major, major mistake. As Justices Alito and Thomas pointed out, you know, one of the things that might invite, Laura, is people to come here quite literally on a vacation, give birth, and then all of a sudden the child and their family have the full benefits of American citizenship. It's just a preposterous ruling, and the absurdity of that outcome suggests why the Supreme Court should have went the other way.
So the vice president responding to the fact that on a 5-4 vote, they decided to leave birthright citizenship in and not overrule it in the Supreme Court justice decision. Now, with the vice president saying it's disappointing but not unexpected, when I talked to the Secretary of Homeland Security about this morning, Mark Ray Mullen, and we talked yesterday on the radio show, and it broke right while he was sitting next to me, is that there's ways to at least pare it back. We're talking about birthright. We're talking about birth tourism, where Chinese and others come here to have a kid born here. You're 8.5 months pregnant, and that kid becomes a citizen. You use that to stay, or you use that later on to vote and to bring your whole family back. They're going to stop that, and they're going to especially crack down in the territories where it's most abused. Can't we get Democrats to agree that birth tourism doesn't work for America? Why is that a problem?
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit KCNRradio.com to get started today.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Must be 21 to attend. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The Straits of Hormuz is a seminal objective that Iran has achieved, the control over it. I think it's up there with nuclear weapons. And I say that because it gives them deterrence. That gives them dominance and over-escalation. And that is an achievement that they have. I think at some point we're likely, given what you just heard and what their actions speak, we will find ourselves at some point having to take control of it ourselves and open it up.
And that is General Jack Keane yesterday talking about where we're at right now with Iran. And evidently in Doha, they refuse to talk directly. And we're going through intermediaries, at which time they keep reaffirming that they're going to be in control of the strait, has continued to be financed, and they're going to keep a nuclear weapon. Really? The MOU was terrible, but there's so much gray area there. If you're even playing good politics or diplomacy, you don't expose your hand unless you felt extremely confident you could. And I think it's a huge mistake on Iran's part, who continues to underestimate the president. Wall Street Journal had a story yesterday, I know for a fact it took place, where the president sat down with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as General Admiral Cooper, as well as the Secretary of War, and said, what would an all-out resumption full-bore war look like? Because he's really thinking about doing it. Not because he's taking it off the table. Yeah, he's more concerned about the economy right now. But he knows exactly what's going on, and Iran continues their delay of game. Another person who knows that well is my next guest, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas, the 10th District, who was chairman of foreign relations for years. Congressman, welcome back. I see you on Zoom. I know you're getting set to go to Ukraine. But for Iran, this situation, what are you hearing is the very latest? Because you've been briefed.
Well, the latest I got was yesterday we met with all the ambassadors from the GCC. That would be the Middle East, the Gulf Coast nations. And I have to tell you, Brian, the one message they wanted me to take away was that they are all aligned together. They are all supportive of the president and the United States and our policy. And I think that's very important that our allies, our partners in that region, that we're all sticking together against Iran. I had the opportunity last night to be at the White House for dinner, and I talked to the president about this very issue, that he needs to stay strong. I, as usual, agree with Jack Keane on this one. I'm not very sanguine about these negotiations. I think Iran's tactic is to delay the process up to the midterm elections. They have found a new power now, and that is they can close down the Straits of Hormuz. And so, you know, I think with that in mind, I told the president, stay strong, because you're the first president to act on this in almost 50 years, and it was going to come to a head at some point, and we have to see this thing through.
We do. But the president also wants to keep the strait open at the same time, because I know you're not running for re-election, but a lot of your colleagues are, and especially that Senate seat in Texas is up. And they'll be saying, hey, if gas is $4.50, the reality is you guys might not hold the House or the Senate. So the president's got to weigh all of that. Do you think he's far away from November enough that if you want all back, all in for the next 2-3 weeks, do enough damage to have a long-term success?
Well, I mean, there are several options here. Right? I mean, the president's not going to telegraph a lot of this, and he shouldn't. We could take over the Hormuz Straits, as Jack Keane has said. Look, I'm all for negotiating. I'm all for trying to achieve a peace deal. But at the same time, as Reagan said, trust but verify. Ron has not a great track record. And as long as we're dealing with this regime, I think you're going to deal with someone who's not negotiating in good faith. The vice president was there last night. I know his view is a little different from the president's. He really wants peace. We all want that. But we got to get the Straits of Hormuz open in the short term at a minimum here, because as you pointed out, you know, I just filled my car up with gas, you know, back in Austin, and, you know, you're astounded by how much more expensive it is. And so the voter out there is, you know, angry about that. They go to the grocery store, they're angry about the higher prices at the grocery store. So we understand the political dynamics here as well, but so does Iran. And I think that's why they would want to extend this as close to the midterm elections as possible.
So I just think, for your earlier point, I was just watching some of the Middle Eastern television through translation, and they were saying there's a bit of a schism between Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia, as well as another one of those nations, who Qatar, who are saying we might have a reapproachment conference and meeting with Iran, as opposed to the UAE, Bahrain, and Kuwait, who are standing strong with us. Have you noticed that schism?
Interestingly, the meeting I told you about we had yesterday with the ambassadors, the one nation not in attendance was Qatar or Qatar, and that kind of speaks volumes. I think they like to play both sides.
Yeah, they do.
Kind of like ISI does in Pakistan. And
Oman.
So they kind of play both sides. Now, Oman was there. They said, we want you to know that Iran's trying to play us against each other, but that Oman stands with, you know, the president and with the United States, and we're all aligned in this. One issue I brought up, Brian, with the ambassador from Oman is, you guys got to start working on a pipeline through Oman into the Gulf, so we're never dependent on the Straits of Hormuz, given Iran's capability to shut it down.
Saudi Arabia has. I hear they're moving 8 million barrels a day through, I think it's the Red Sea, through the other direction, which they're worried about the Houthis cutting that off, but that's for another story. But in the big picture, without giving away any intelligence, have you seen a military plan for taking over the Strait, Congressman McCaul, that made you feel as though we were ready to implement it and would be effective?
Of course, we have contingency plans for any and all operations, including the one you discussed. I have a great confidence in CENTCOM's capabilities. I think they did a tremendous job in the original strike. I would have preferred if they would have been able to go further and really finish the job, but we had a break for ceasefire negotiations. But in terms of our military, I have great confidence they can achieve that. Yes.
He was the vice president yesterday, cut 33 with Laura.
The Iranians have not hit ships in the last couple of weeks, and the oil is flowing in the Strait of Hormuz, in part because the president made very clear that if the Iranians hit ships, we were going to hit back. So, you know, it's going to take sometimes the carrot and the stick here. But, Laura, I actually think that the United States is in a great position, however the negotiation ultimately shakes out. If the negotiation is successful, which obviously we want it to be successful, you have an Iran that is permanently transformed, that's not funding regional terrorism and instability, that has permanently given up on any nuclear weapons ambition, and that as a result is welcomed back into the world economy. That's a great outcome for the American people. It's a great outcome for the whole region.
What is the likelihood of that last statement?
You know, if I can be honest with you, and I can't at this juncture of my career, I'm not as sanguine as the vice president about all that. I don't think the straits are fully open. I don't think they're giving up on the proxies. As long as this regime is in power, we're going to have problems with Iran. So, look, I'm an eternal optimist. I applaud the vice president for his optimism here, but I'm also eyes wide open on the situation. Now, the Trump card, and that's a perfect way to say it here, is President Trump. He provides the fear factor that gives us strength in the negotiations because they have no idea what he's going to do. He's so unpredictable. He is so bold and he's so strong. That is what should be helping the vice president in his negotiations. And I know talking to the president last night, look, if they don't play ball in this, he's not shy about using force, and he will.
Yeah, I think it's a joke when they say the president doesn't want to use force. Have they met him? You know, have you seen what he's done? Midnight Hammer, Soleimani, and now this. So, Chairman, I want to talk about Ukraine. I'm seeing these things or this video. They're running out of gas and oil in Russia. Evidently, they've done such a good job, Ukraine, in engineering their own long-range missiles that there's almost no major city not within their range. What are you hearing about Ukraine's push 4 years into this war?
Well, here we are 4 years going on five. That we were told 4 days to be over. You know, I think Russia is the emperor has no clothes here. It's a paper tiger, right? I'm astounded at the remarkable strength of Ukraine against what we thought was a superpower, you know, the innovation and technology that, quite frankly, we can learn things from how to counter Shahed drones. All the ambassadors I talked to yesterday, Ukraine is helping them counter the Shahed drones in the Middle East, and they're actually winning this thing. I'm going to be, well, can't get into for operation security purposes on the trip, but I will be observing drone activities. And the fact is, they are hitting Mariupol to get that back. Also, Crimea. They have cut off the land bridge, the energy. It's an isolated island now. They are hitting interior Russia and their oil and refinery. Putin is feeling the hurt right now. My hope is that Congress can get off its duff and pass strong sanctions against Putin, not to punish him per se, although I don't mind doing that, but to get him to the negotiating table so that the president can negotiate a good deal. Tougher sanctions would lead us down that path, and that'll be part of my visit and the reason why I'm going there.
Do you think the president would sign it?
You know, I think given the right people in his ear and the right arguments that he would. At the end of the day, he wants to be known as the peacemaker. If he has the opportunity to broker a peace settlement between Ukraine and Russia, he knows that's part of his legacy. It makes his presidency stronger. And I can think of no better way to do it than to put these tougher sanctions on Putin, especially the fact that has been demonstrated by Ukraine that they can win this thing. They have pushed Russia out. The tide has turned. This is the time.
So I'm going to ask you about Texas for a second. I thought that Senator John Cornyn is one of the classiest people I've met in or out of Washington. I really prefer he'd be the nominee, but it's Ken Paxton. And they're in a flat-footed tie with James Tallarico, who's talented, but his beliefs seem to be, you know, more suited for New York than Texas. Why are they tied? And what do you and I know Ted Cruz had a hard time too. You know, he didn't waltz to reelection. So what do you think's going on? What is it going to take for Paxson to win in Texas?
Well, first, I agree with your sentiments about John Cornyn. I was his deputy attorney general for 4 years. He and I have done a lot in Congress together. That's a big loss for the Congress. I don't think the voters back home realize how effective he's been. He was very close to being majority leader of the Senate, lost by one vote. I think the reason why it's so close is because, as I predicted, Paxson has so much baggage, and it was exposed during the primary. And now we're going through a sort of damage control crisis that has now been presented to us. I do think, though, that Tal Rico, they call him Tal Frico, by the way, in my state.
He's bizarre.
That he has not been defined. And, you know, these things work in a generic poll. They seem to be even. I think once Tal Rico is defined with all of his strange interpretations of, you know, his interpretation of God or gender stuff. I mean, I really think Texas at the end of the day is still a very right conservative state, and they're not going to elect somebody like this guy.
So just to give you an idea, I know you're a very patriotic guy. As many people in this country aren't, only 53% declare themselves to be very pro-American in America. I want you to hear some of the past statements from Democrats, including Tal Rico, Cut 12.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
The American flag is such a complicated symbol for most of us, and in many ways, like Jesus, like the cross, it's been co-opted, and in some ways, its true meaning has been betrayed.
No, no, no! Not God! That's in the Bible!
Founding fathers did not live and die for this moment. I can't celebrate July 4th.
We tie it! We want some of this earth!
I mean, that seems to be something that would resonate more than what we're seeing in Washington. I saw 10 states not show up to the state fair, you know, to the national fair on the 4th of July. Congressman, as you leave the stage in D.C., what do you think?
Well, you know, State Fair of Texas, we get a day off from school. It's one of my favorite days of the year, you know. Those statements actually make me sick to my stomach. You know, here's a picture of my dad. He was a bombardier on a B-17. This is the B-17 that bombed the Nazis. One defeated the most evil force of mankind. I'm the son of a D-Day veteran. What they handed down to this country should be respected and appreciated. They handed down a better America to this country, to my generation. And patriotism ran in their bloodstream, in their veins. To hear these disgusting comments about this country, they're not patriots, they're traitors. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a lot of patience for that. It's American to question. It's American to debate the issues. It's not American. In fact, it's un-American to say disgraceful things about this country like that.
I hear you. Congressman Mike McCaul, thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon, and best of luck in Ukraine.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Back in a moment.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Let's be honest, the math just isn't mathing between the grocery store and those skyrocketing insurance premiums. Even with a steady job, more families are being forced to rely on high-interest credit cards to cover expenses. If you're a homeowner carrying balances with interest rates in the 20s or even 30s, it's time to get some relief. Right now, Mortgage rates are at a three-year low. And American Financing is helping homeowners pay off that high-interest debt by using their home's equity. Their salary-based mortgage consultants build exit strategies from debt. They're saving their customers an average of $800 a month. Plus, if you start today, you may even delay the next two mortgage payments. There are no upfront fees or obligations to find out how much you can save. America's home for home loans is American Financing. American Financing, 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. Or AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2026 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The Fox News Books podcast returns for a third season with All American Patriotism, hosted by Fox and Friends weekend co-host Rachel Campos Duffy. Celebrate 250 years of America's greatness through the stories of service, family, and pride that encapsulates the American dream. Join Rachel as she highlights traditional American values that have been at the core of this nation for 250 years and will continue for the next 250. Follow and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
America, raise a glass to our 250th birthday with the Fox News Wine Shop, featuring limited edition USA 250 wines. Plus, get 20% off your first purchase with code FNRADIO20. And remember, wines are delivered straight to your door, so don't wait. Order now at foxnewswineshop.com and use code FNRADIO20 to save. 20% discount excludes wine club offers and cannot be combined with any other promotion. Expires July 31st, 2026. Must be 21 or older to order. Please drink responsibly. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
The establishment is determined to enrich itself. And that is why right now the establishment, the billionaires, the corporations, the people who have made all the money off of the system Susan Collins has built, they are spending an immense amount of money to protect themselves. They do not understand this place. They don't know Maine. They don't know Mainers. They don't understand that we down here in the real world in the state of Maine, we care far more about each other than their profits.
Really? Senator Susan Collins doesn't know Maine? That's a ridiculous. Graham Plattner, the horrible candidate, who should not even be on any ballot. He should be finding out why he's going on those dating websites and why he got that Nazi tattoo. Meanwhile, polls not good for Mr. Plattner. Overall, Susan Collins, who, according to all reports, is always trailing in the polls and always wins. Now she's actually winning. 50-47. I know it's early and there's much more, but Plattner was complaining he doesn't have enough money. They're pouring too much money in. It's making it too hard for him. They don't understand Mainers. Nobody understands Maine better than Susan Collins. And no one gets under the president's skin more than Susan Collins because she's, I think, a moderate Republican. A lot of what the president does is, I think, conservative, but sometimes he'll go to the middle. at certain moments, but it kind of drives him crazy here when Collins and Murkowski and now Tillis and Cassidy go against him. So he's going to stay out of this race. But they're going to try to say that she's MAGA? Please. I mean, nobody buys that. And in Maine, they're too smart. They know what she's been doing. Not going to wait for Graham Platter to define her.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.